Hey everyone, welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. Quick disclaimer, this podcast is a little different type of episode. If you have kids in the car, probably don't play this podcast. This is an adult podcast only. It's marked explicit. This is your pre-warning. It was a ton of fun. We're kind of shooting the shit, but also having good, fun, harmless conversation. Let me say that again. Harmless conversation. This is all for fun. Reach out if you have an issue with this or don't. I don't care. We had a good time. It was interesting to have this type of podcast and a lot of fun. So I know there's some people in here that are listening against their better judgment or listening just to see what was said in this show. Hope you enjoy it. Maybe you'll stick around for another episode. Quick for our listeners, our regular listeners, we are working on the state working class bow hunter hats. We have a few more different state options on the way. We're also working on a way to do some sort of pre-order for states where we have listeners that we might not, it might not be worth it for us to produce a ton of hats, but we can try and do some sort of pre-order to try and get you taken care of. We're figuring that out. It's kind of a process, but we're going to try and smooth it out and get options available for all of our great listeners. So we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate the support and everything. If you would like to support us a little further, we do have a Patreon. You can look us up on there. We don't really push that too hard, but I think we're going to start doing some behind the scenes exclusive content and some exclusive giveaways to kind of give back to people that are giving a little bit of extra support. Something, if you want to check it out, do it. If not, that's cool too. The podcast is brought to you by HHA Sports. We have a code for them, WCB15. If you're looking to get into your first single pin sight, we highly recommend it. We really enjoy it. Lifetime warranty, Midwestern based company. You can't go wrong there. So check them out. HHASports.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Scent Crusher, Thermoseat, Victory Archery, Gator Outdoors, Elite Archery, Big Time, Old Barn Taxidermy, and Hunter's Blend Coffee. I just kind of jumped through those. We appreciate all our sponsors. They back us for everything we do. And even when we kind of just have these like shooting the shit type episodes, it shows that this industry is evolving and you can have fun. This is hunting camp. And this is conversations that happen at most hunting camps. So we hope you enjoy. I'm going to quit rambling. Let us know what you think on this episode. Next week, we're diving right back into whitetail tactics, and we're starting to gear towards that direction. And that's where the mindsets are. So hope you got your cams out already. Looking forward to checking the first run or two of trail cams. Hope you got some big velvet bucks. And let us know what you think. Thank you for the support. We hope you enjoy.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bow Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Bachman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
Working class.
It's time for another splendid episode of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. We are right here at beautiful 30 Rack Way, lovely New Windsor, wherever we're at. Just Google us. I'm sure you'll find us. Illinois. I am Steve. In the studio today is Doug.
Yo.
Eric.
What's crapping in?
Kurt.
What's going on?
And some dude with a meme page, I guess. So we're going to go with
Mr. Hunting Great Again.
Mr. Make Hunting Great Again. How you doing, Mr.
Make
Hunting
Great? I'm doing all right.
Thank you for making the drive to the studio.
Just cruising random gravel roads in Illinois.
That's what happens, man. Iowa to Illinois, wherever. It's we're big buck country, man. Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you making the drive to studio. This is your first podcast ever in studio.
In studio, yeah. It's a trip.
How many podcasts have you done?
This will be my fourth.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, not too big. I mean, just gradually getting bigger.
Right, you know. Right. That's the way to do it.
Can only go up, right?
Yeah. Next thing you know, Rogan will be calling. I don't know. I've trashed Jimmy and Rogan's buddies. There's no way he'd have me on.
Okay, so let's just jump right. Oh, let's do a veteran shout out first.
Kurt, you're the odd man out this podcast.
Yeah, I'm the only Illinois boy here. Yeah, that's cool.
Damn. Ooh, I'm cool. But we are out of town. Oh, boy. All right, the vet shout out this week. Actually, we got a twofer here. So the two vets are going to be Caitlin, Army National Guard, and Trent, Navy. And this is sent in by our good buddy Zach Jacoby. You guys know who that is.
Yeah.
Said I wanted to give a shout out to my wife Caitlin and father Trent. Caitlin has been in the Army National Guard for almost 4 years now and is attached to the 1st Battalion Iron Man, 133rd Infantry Regiment. Trent served 8 years during the Gulf War on the USS Chandler. Caitlin loves to hunt and is one of the one hell of a shot. So my dad also loves to hunt, but gave up hunting Iowa for beers in a pool in Texas. Trips to Colorado hunting elk every year. So
that's fair.
Dope. Hey. You got to do what you got to do. You too. Thank you for your service to this country.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We cannot do this podcast without our vets. If you do have a vet shout out, go to workingclassbowhunter.com. Go to the contact form. There's a veteran submission form. It goes right to my email. And if I screw up, then you guys can tell me I'm a jackass. So
also, we have a complaint department number in that contact tab. I feel like after this podcast, people might actually call that.
Do you want them to email it? Or
I would say have them call in and leave a voicemail so you can play it on a later date.
Okay, that's actually a really good idea. Yeah,
I totally forgot about that.
Dude, who's fucking voicemail box are we sacrificing?
I will say I have a game plan. If you hate too hard and I do have your number, you will not be happy on where your number goes. So think about what you do before you send your shit in.
Dude, you just edit out the number except for one. It's like, we didn't give the full number out, so not liable.
Right. So, Mr. Make Hunting Great Again in studio. Tell us what Make Hunting Great Again is. For people who don't know, don't have social media, because that's actually a fair amount of our listeners.
Okay.
Just kind of explain it roughly, and then we'll just peel into it from there.
Like, do you want me to start with how it started? Or
yeah, because I want to know, your page has a certain tone to it, which is, I think it's hilarious. I think most people find it hilarious. Yeah. And see why you do what you do. So let me ask this. Let me start with this. What was the thing that made you start the page and go about running the page the way you do it?
Okay, so it originally started, I used to tag my buddy and all the like Insta Huntress's pictures and create my own comments, like, or descriptions or captions or whatever for him. And I did it for like months. And he finally was like, it was around Christmas and he was back in Iowa, and he's like, I created this Instagram page, here's your handle. I don't want anything to do with it. He's like, just post all your shit. He's like, don't use hashtags, don't use any of that stuff, and see what happens. So essentially, people are going to call it like a hate page, or, you know, you've heard them all.
Yeah.
But basically, I've now adopted after I found a post. That's a shit posting page. So I'm holding on to that one. I need to make t-shirts to say that too. But yeah, yeah. But basically, it just calls out all the bullshit that everyone sees online. And okay. I mean, you guys see it every day when you scroll through Instagram and all the fake pictures. And, you know, I address poaching. There's just people I just don't like, so I'll throw them in there too.
Yeah.
You know, or just don't like what they're doing or how they're doing it. So, you know.
Okay. So, let's little background. I mean, you're a guy who has experience in hunting. You know your way around the woods. I just wanted to cover that because I imagine there's people that think you're just some dude hiding behind a keyboard type.
Right, right. So, most of the people on the page know I'm from Iowa. Mm-hmm. Most of your listeners probably know everything there is to know about Iowa. You know what I mean? It was the state that everybody moved to. All the TV shows, everything started. Well, we were managing deer like before it got popular, is the best way to put it. So, like, we shoot big deer. These guys know we don't live in the best area in Iowa to hunt them. But, you know, it's just the management and wait until they're big enough to shoot them. But I shot my first deer when I was 9 with a muzzleloader, MK85, for the night fans out there.
Nice.
And I'm just trying to think what else. But always been outside. Bird dogs, I mean, grew up with it, started bow hunting, I think it was after college. So the most part is gun hunting up until then, and then picked up the bow and haven't looked back.
Very cool. I wanted to get that out because I want people to know, like, you are a guy, you care about hunting, you care about the outdoors, which I imagine is what a lot of your page stems from, is like, I've said this too, because I'm kind of, we sort of do what you do, but on like a lighter flavor,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yep.
But I do it because, and I don't know if you agree or disagree, or maybe it comes from a different, maybe you're just a guy who just likes to stir the pot, whatever. But when I do it, I take my hunting personal. I'm passionate about it. I grew up with it. It kind of kept me on the right track. So when I see people, I guess, I don't know, for lack of a better term, biting off of it to just be famous online or whatever, it pisses me off.
And I think that's almost what it's turned into now. You know, it's like either you, to get a TV show, now it's not what you're killing, it's how much money you have or how many sponsors you can get. You know what I mean? Because a lot of them are just either A, trust fund kids, you know, that can go everywhere and hunt, you know, like the people in... You know, I'm gonna talk a little shit about Texas, but
do your thing.
You know, like there's one guy that told me he wanted to fly me down to have a live debate on Instagram with him because I was trashing him. But I'm like, you're flying in a private jet to Africa to hunt high fence animals. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you own a high fence ranch. Like, don't talk shit to me. But those are the people putting on out the most production right now. You know, and I go at the West. I call them Westies, but like the Western hunters more because they seem to be. I mean, they're worth. Maybe it's just because we're used to whitetail hunting and like what goes on in the Midwest, but it seems like the shit they're doing is just so absurd.
I think I get what you're saying for sure. I think just on social media, I don't feel that way when I've hunted out west and been around. I love the term Westies. I think it's hilarious, but I think they do too for the most part.
They're like, when are you gonna print or have shirts and hats made to say Westie? I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
Well, did you say half tomorrow? Like half medium?
What's up?
What'd you say, half meat?
I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about?
You said something. I was like, what the hell did you say?
Steve is sober, by the way.
Yeah, I am. I thought maybe my headphones cut out when he said something. I'm like, what the fuck? Never mind.
Did you guys catch what?
No, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Westy? No, go ahead and move on.
Now I'm stumped.
Yeah, I'm lost now.
You're good. He said the guys said for the Westies that want a shirt printed for him.
I don't have like a t-shirt. We try to do merch, but I don't know how you guys do it. That's a nightmare.
We got a guy.
Okay, good.
We got a guy.
Do you just literally here's an order and then just have everyone go there and you don't have to dick with it at all?
Well, we Eric's our store guy. Eric's literally
the whole story. Okay. Yeah. If you need some advice, let me know.
Okay, yeah. Because it was like, fuck this. After a while.
There's places you can go. I can get you some information.
Okay, cool.
That stuff.
Cool.
But I don't feel like Westie is a bad term. I think it's kind of it's like playful, funny, like joking around funny. It's like with your boys. What's wrong, Steve?
Not my headphones, like kind of cutting out.
He's trying to like justify.
Seriously, cutting out. We'll be good.
He's got the Westie brand.
But yeah, I don't think that is. I mean, I don't know. There's not a lot like someone could call me that would like offend me. Really,
right.
You know, so it's like whatever. We're joking around.
Yeah, because everything they respond to is like, well, you're just fat Midwesterners who hunt over corn piles. So we need to dive into that today because a lot of them will tune in just to talk shit about Midwest hunting because they don't have any clue what happens.
Yeah. Here. Well, I would say,
yeah,
I am. No, I'm just kidding. But
I mean, maybe in Illinois you can cut over corn piles, but
no, you cannot. We can't even run mineral here at all.
I would post stories of me driving by like somebody's like 300-acre cornfield and be like, "Man, look at this food plot." And they're like, "See, that's what I'm talking about." And I'm like, "It's a fucking cornfield." Like,
they're all over.
Yeah.
It's actually for the deer.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's literally everywhere.
So, how long have you had the page?
I think it's almost 3 years. Maybe
3 years. Okay, mm-hmm. So. First of all, now that we kind of like touched on what it is anyone safe?
No, I don't think so. I make fun of myself.
Yeah,
you know, so
that's fair.
No,
that's fair. And I think people nowadays, if they see, because I've gone, well, I did before this podcast, went deep on your page, and dude, I'm just like, oh shit, look at this one. Like I'm laughing my ass off at a lot of it, and a lot of it is like stuff that I'm like, oh man, I'm kind of a fan of that, but that's funny as hell. Like you're poking fun at that, but I think. People think that you're like going for the jugular,
right? And some of them I am.
Some,
you know, I'm not going to pretend that it's just like, you know, somebody like back in the day called me like policing of because you know there's no governance over what's getting put out there right now.
Yeah, right.
You know, and if
it's a wild
maybe
west
I'm striking a little bit of fear in people's hearts, good. You know,
that's
maybe
fair.
Don't post the dumb shit that PETA can use against us. You know,
so yeah, do you think?
Which is a lot out there.
Yeah. It's just like people hump. Like the one guy was like dry humping the elk, and that chick that was like, "Look, I don't know how deep we want to go."
However deep you want to go.
Okay, well, it was like a chick that was licking an elk's balls.
I saw
that.
Yeah.
They kept sending it to me. I'm like, this gets reported every time I post it.
Yeah.
Like I can't have this. Like they'll shut the page down, and they have already. We had to get a lawyer to write a letter to Facebook. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, it was shut down for like 4 months.
Well, I do think that what you're doing is necessary for sure, and I don't know. Everyone's gonna have their opinion to what point it's necessary, but I do feel like it is. I mean, I think your page keeps people honest. I think pages like what you have will keep someone like that's doing something. I mean, certain things are staged. There's marketing companies and things people got to do, but to the point where it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
I think that your type of pages and the call-outs like that are going to make people think twice about that sort of thing.
Yeah, like, you can make someone think twice about posting something, like, you're doing something good then, right? Like,
yeah. I remember about maybe a little over a year ago, a little less, somebody goes, hey, you made Make America Hunting Great story, and I go, oh, fuck, what did I do? It's like, oh, shit, and it was just a picture of me with my shirt off, like, flexing. You're like, I drink a beer of this corn-eating motherfucker. I'm like, oh,
yeah, didn't you have, like, your harnesses out, and you were, out west or something? And I was like, this is how Midwesterners travel.
Yeah. No, the T&K harness on.
I think it was at the shoot last year. As soon as I looked, I go, oh, fuck. I was like, all right, what am I going to say to this jackass to defend myself? I look, I go, oh, thank God.
Here's what I want to do this before we keep going. Who do you really like from, like, a hunting show or personality perspective in the game right now? Who's, like, a guy, like, if you just rattled up, like, a top three or a top five, who's in that wheelhouse for you?
So I did a podcast with Aaron Snyder with KafaruCast, and they're, like, similar to T&K, whereas it's all American-made.
Yeah.
It's going to cost more, but it's going to be more durable. I think I mean, I don't agree with him being a Sitka guy now, because, like, if you have been in on the page for, like, 2 minutes, you'll know either.
We'll get into that.
Okay. But, scroll, like, but I think he, down. Like, I think for the most part, like, he does his best to keep it honest.
Okay.
And if you're a traditional archery guy, he'd be a great resource for anyone that hasn't seen. I hope by now they've heard of him. I'm trying to think, like, Midwest guys that I like. It's hard to impress Midwest, you know what I mean? And that's not me talking shit or, like, tooting my own horn, but unless you're doing something consistently every year on, like, on your own farm or farm that you manage and you have forever, like, it's hard for me to, and not that I'm not a fan of them, it's just they're not on my radar, you know.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. I feel like you probably like the, and maybe you're familiar with them, maybe you're not, I don't know, because you said you don't consume, like, outdoor content often, like the Whitetail Adrenaline guys.
I don't know if I've seen their stuff.
They're like, they're the public land thing, but they're dudes like us, blue collar guys that just get after it.
Okay.
And they're not doing the whole, like the way they go about it is super honest and kind of just like getting after it however you can get it. I mean, if you're looking to check something out, I think you'd probably vibe.
But they're public hunting guys? I mean, that's the most popular thing in the game.
It is. And that's why I brought that up, because it's like, I know that's an easy thing to hate on from different angles.
And it's not like, it's not me hating on it, but it's been like, we're like, this should have been what we've been pushing for years. And now it's everyone's like, well, conserve public land.
It's trendy.
It's like, you guys, I mean, how much public land do we have to hunt in Iowa?
A shit ton.
Literally a shit ton.
Yeah. The most in any state.
A metric shit ton.
Yeah. It's like, and you're going to go whitetail hunt that and be successful? I mean, or are you going to jump over to Illinois and shoot a deer when you don't have a tag for it, you know? So
it's tough out here,
man. I think some people will get that.
We're going to dive in.
What are you talking about, man?
The drifter?
Oh, damn.
I don't know what we can think.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Here's my thing with the – we'll just start there. Fuck it, right? Like the poaching thing, you know, there's people that get – accused of poaching all the time, and I'm not about shitting on those people, you know, like and I don't know the details, but I'll like the Greg Ritz situation. Greg Ritz has not been convicted of anything, and I've heard two stories and both sound believable to me. One that make him look bad, and one that I'm like, he might have got caught up in some bad shit that someone's trying to out him because he's a you know, quote, celebrity hunter bullshit. That shit happens probably all the time. I'm not gonna blast that guy because I don't know. But
it looks pretty fucking bad, though.
It does. And I know that you made some posts, but I've heard different things. So, me personally, from my angle, I don't know. So, I'm not going to out the guy.
Right.
We did podcast with him a couple years ago, and I really liked the guy. I thought he had a great character, everything, but I don't know him personally. But, like, when the bracket thing comes up about the poaching, it's like, well, there it is.
Right.
It's clear as day.
It's on film. Yeah, it's on
clear
film.
Clear as day.
There it is. He just gave the permission to shit on me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, dude, what do you expect? Like, people that care about hunting, you're going to get shit on, man.
That's just
what comes with shitty decisions. You get shit on. You know, like with the drifter situation, when I have someone tell me they did it and I see screenshots of text messages,
multiple.
Yeah.
Like, not just to, and I don't know.
From several people.
I'm sure we got them from similar sources. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm sure too, yeah.
But it's like, this is multiple conversations, you know?
And so it's the same thing. There it is.
Yeah.
Guys that have a voice in the game, seeing people like that try to be a Mr. whoever they want to be in the outdoor space is not cool.
Right.
You know, It's my responsibility as somebody with a brand, somebody with a platform, everyone with Working Class, it's our responsibility. It's yours with a platform of your page and everybody else to put a stop to that type of shit.
Right. And what's even more fucked up is there's guys from out – and not at West, but not at West. But, yeah, I post writs. That's what I, whatever I get, I see. And as long as they have a conviction or even the charges filed against them and then they have the report, like, I'll post it. I hear about a lot more than what I post about, and I'm sure you guys do too.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, some of them – just look at who's not hunting. Like, it's easier with Western hunters because you can look to see who's not hunting in the States at all.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to – they can't hunt in Canada, but they can go over. Are they hunting in Africa? Are they hunting in New Zealand? Are they going down to Mexico to hunt? It's pretty easy to keep up with, but they're still running social media accounts for large Western hunting company brands, you know?
Yeah,
right.
And like, people will come to me and be like, you're the only person that's posted about this on social media. I'm like, that's fucked up. That I am just a random guy. I don't make any money off what I'm doing, you know? So
You're kind of, I mean, you're trying to make hunting great again. I get that. Like, it comes around. Like, I think it's easy to hate for, I can get why you get shit for what you do.
Oh, for sure.
And you do too, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some of that stuff I don't even see or hear about it, but I hear like rumblings on this Western hunter, you know, like Adam Greentree. I've heard rumblings about some stuff he did.
Oh, he got charged, though.
Oh, he did get charged.
Yeah, he got, I mean, he took a plea deal. So he's got 2 years, good behavior or whatever the fuck it's
called. Oh, right, right.
But yeah, that one was actually like
legit,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I didn't know that. That's how I'm out of the loop on a lot of this stuff.
And the best is like his buddies with the whole Rogan crew.
Yeah.
And again, I will say this, Rogan's done a shitload for hunting.
A lot, yeah.
100%.
Huge.
And the guy, it's hard to watch or listen to his hunting podcast just because for me, it's like, fuck, dude, just shut up about some of this stuff, you know? Like, you're not hunting the way we're all hunting, you know? And that's fine, but
I get that perspective.
And it's probably tough for him because he's only seeing, but look at the careers he's blowing up.
Yeah.
And one of those was Greentree, but then you, like, he'll still point out that dude or like, Greentree's still coming. I'm like, don't, like, it's one thing if you still want to be friends with him, but, like, to promote those guys in the space is wrong, I think.
It's a responsibility, and I've had this conversation with other guys in the game about poaching and being friends with the person. I'm like, dude, you can be friends with the people, but when you're running an outdoor brand, being seen with people on there, there's a line there. Like, you have to understand, like, you know, I would never go hunting with a guy like if Eric poached, and which you never would, but like, if you did, it'd be like, Eric, dude, what the fuck, man? It's kind of like the Chris D'Elia thing, and they found out he's like hitting on underage
all the
girls.
Underage chicks.
Like, all the guys from the Fighter and the Kid podcast, which he was on, they made like a statement out of it. They're like, dude, it's like he's dead. He's our friend, but it's like, we can't do shit with him now. One, it's like, we're ashamed of having been friends with him and he does this shitty thing, but it's like, what do you do?
Right.
Like, I'd be like, Eric, dude, we can still be buddies, man, but, like, what the fuck do we do from here?
Right.
Like, and I can't ever go hunting with
you. Can you imagine being Chris D'Elia and, like, having to hit up high school girls on Instagram and, like, wanting to fly them from Canada?
It's tough out here.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought once you made it in Hollywood, like, you were good, you know? Like, you didn't have to hit up Instagram girls.
I don't know, man. You hear a lot of celebrities getting caught with prostitutes. Like, dude, you're famous and you got caught in your brand new Escalade. How?
I mean, but there's some pretty good-looking prostitutes, though.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Fair, man. It's fair. They're out there.
This is what it is.
Creeps are creeps, though. But you get what I'm saying, though. It's like, it's just one of those things. Like, you just got to know how to go about it.
Yeah.
It's not an easy situation to deal with. For us, it's a little, like, sometimes we just make hard decisions. Like, ah, fuck you, then. We're out.
You know what? I'm kind of surprised about a little bit, and maybe it just hasn't made its way out, and maybe I just haven't heard about it, but that whole speaking out movement where, like, and because that's what Chris D'Elia got caught up in, and a bunch of pro wrestlers got caught up in it too, and then everybody just started falling from, like, you know, guys who are in like media and shit. I'm surprised, like, maybe a couple guys didn't get caught that travel a lot for hunting.
Yeah. Oh,
I
don't
know.
You guys have been to trade shows. You know what goes on at those
things.
Well, I'll post about every year, like, hey, if your husband's not taking you, there's a reason, you know.
And what'd you say the most? What do you say? Something about the Plan B?
The Plan B, like
it's the most famous.
Like the Kafaru or the Sitka parties, they had to shut them down because it was just Plan B. Like the cost of Plan B pills was too much, and that's a fact. They did stop going to trade shows for a while because they get Airbnb houses, and it's just a. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's fun, but you're still promoting a brand, and it's still business. You know,
right? Mm-hmm. See, I The Sitka thing, I get a little bit of it because I know it's expensive, and I know like a lot of the Instagram chicks, like bullshit Instagram chicks. We need to clarify when we say that because there's a difference. I get why it's expensive gear. I make fun of my buddies that wear it, and I'm kind of like, oh, you fucking dork. You know, I get that, but like, I'm just giving them shit. But one of my really good buddies I went on a hunt with, our boy Clint Casper, he rocks Sitka.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude, let me try some of these on. I had another, and I was like, we're out in Wyoming, so we're hitting hills and shit. And I'm like, let me try a pair of those on. And I thought they were great. I really did. I thought they were great gear. A little painful on the price tag, but I would say like they're worth what they're charging for them to a point. I mean, But here's the thing.
Retail or like your friend gets a discount?
Well, that's the deal.
Because that's how most of them have it. Let's just clarify that. They're not buying it off the rack.
Wait, they're the pyramid scheme of hunting clothing? Is that what you just said?
I'm kidding. BHA is, but.
Well, I won't.
Big if true.
You won't find me buying a full price pair of Sitka pants or like a $600.
I don't even know what they charge for that shit. I never looked it up.
It's cashy.
They had an $1,100 pair of waders.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, hell no.
And that might be not even the high end.
Oh, fuck.
And that's not me fucking around.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Jack, like, I don't know what their dumb blue shit that they have is. I don't know what that's called, but.
Oh, I don't know.
And if somebody's like punching holes in the drywall right now, I'm talking about the blue Sitka whitetail hunting stuff. Like,
you guys. I don't know.
Anybody that listens to this, while you're listening to the rest of this podcast, just Google what's the name of their whitetail hunting stuff.
I have no idea.
I'm out of the loop on.
Okay, I'll think of it because I don't have reception on my phone. But
we can't afford it. We got to stay away from
If you hunt their whitetail, gosh, it's driving me nuts that I can't think because I used to blast it all the time. But like it literally looks like blue, like military camo.
Was it
like
the Optifade?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see it.
Wait,
I've never heard of this.
Oh, like the blue. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's scientifically proven to, like,
it's like the blue and white, like army camo kind of.
Oh, yeah. I thought deer saw, could see in blues.
It's like the Street Fighter camo that, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme, the bad guys wore, maybe.
Jean-Claude Van Damme wore the blue? Because he had, like, the overalls and was looking swole as fuck in that.
Yeah.
Show us a picture, Steve.
That deer hunting clothing is so above our class that I didn't even know about it.
Above our class. Shit.
I've never even looked at the price tag on this shit.
It's a cashy.
Just go. All you have to do is go into Shields, like, after season, and nobody buys it at retail, so it's all on the sale racks.
Mm.
Take that, Sitka. What?
I was rocking
It's still pricey, then?
It's still more expensive than anything else.
Right?
I was rocking just the regular, I can't remember what they called the pants. They were just like tan colored.
Yeah, you can look at that price tag on that jacket. Oh, man.
Oh, that's the blue. I see.
I can get probably a brand new transmission for how much they want for that jacket.
Yeah.
Fanatic jacket.
Fanatic. Yeah, it's your Fanatic.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
$450.
Whoa.
And I will say that since I've been bashing them for the blue, it's just slowly less and less blue in the camo. So, Sitka, you owe me a check for product development.
R&D department. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Bro, I used to rock the Gainer Mountain brand on the sale rack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's why all my hunting clothing is sale rack shit.
You know? Yeah. That's hilarious. Well, I used to work at Gainer Mountain, so I used to use that discount off the sale rack and get it for all that.
There you go.
What recent things I've seen you post, and I wasn't aware of a lot of this until seeing your page, the meat eater thing. Because I'll be honest,
we're gonna get some hate on you guys. Everyone's gonna get hate on this. There's not a hotter topic on the page than the meat eater stuff. Okay, you can dive into it.
And I understand that. But here's the thing. I'm bringing it up because I think it's interesting conversation. So if you're gonna write us hate mail for having conversation, go to another fucking podcast. Like, this is not the one for you, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, we're conversating here. Like, relax. Like, have a beer. You're fine.
Just learn. And look at, and after I say all this shit, look it up, because I guarantee you'll find it on the internet multiple times.
Okay.
Because this isn't something this is a personal vendetta against Meat Eater.
And I'm asking because I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
So you got to understand that, too, from, like, you got to understand why I'm asking because I don't know, and I'm curious. I know just from what I've seen on your page, but I'm not reading through comments on just, like, see details.
There's the one had 394 comments. There was more likes than the picture had, but.
Oh, no kidding.
They dive deep. The Meat Eater crowds. So basically, I think it was like a year and a half ago, Ranella sold Meat Eater to the Churning Group.
Mm-hmm.
And they also own Barstool Sports.
Okay.
Or did. I don't know if they got bought out from them or not. But bought them. Churning Group is a large I'm trying to think the right way to put it. But they are not Second Amendment advocates. They are trying to get gun restrictions, gun control, you name it. You can Google the Churning Group. It's C-H-E-R-N-I-N, I think.
Okay.
and look it up, and you can see everywhere. And they'll donate to anti-gun bills, no, everything. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, big money, big money.
I remember so, this
California,
when this
California money
when this came out. I remember this, and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of
fucked
like
up." A year ago,
probably a year, year and a half.
Year, yeah.
So they bought Meat Eater
50%, I think.
50. Okay. Yeah. So imagine a big check. So what I don't get is because I always thought, and I've said this on record before, I always thought Ranello could be voted like the president for hunters. Like 100%. He could be the dude that like speaks for us, represents us. You know, he's got the look.
I think the majority of us would say that.
Yeah. Right. So that's why I was like, man, why would someone like that do something like that? But and then also I've said too, it's like I have noticed, and I saw this as a trend. I really like Meat Eater. I do. But I've liked it less because I feel like I want to see Steve Ranella if I watch Meat Eater. I don't want to see other people on Meat Eater.
Right.
Nothing
right.
against them. It's just how and I like to see that.
There's and even like, oh gosh, I can't think of his name. He's got a couple of buddies that always, I don't know how to even pronounce her name, but Yanis and that other guy.
Yeah.
That they were always with. It was just those three or whatever. And so now they brought in a bunch of people. So they're pulling in podcasters.
Yeah.
That are, I would say,
it seems like it's getting super hipstery.
Yeah, it's more of the beginning guys that just like I think that's a crowd they're aiming at though too because there's probably a lot of money in that demographic.
Yeah, those are the people that are freaking out about every little piece of gear and they're nerding out on stuff,
they're spending money.
Yeah, yeah, and so like I will get into battles on the page because it's like if you're consuming their content now, and like let's be honest, if anybody is a diehard Meat Eater fan. You cannot watch all the seasons and tell me the last two haven't been shit compared to the first. What I don't even know how many there are. Six, maybe?
I don't know.
But, like, it just goes downhill. And maybe, you know, you live long enough to become the villain. I don't know how that goes. You know, that's a Batman quote, so.
Man, I can't believe.
I dig it.
Yeah.
So, they, Churning
Group, yeah.
Bought half of Meat Eater. And, see, that sucks because that's the same shit, like, people were freaking out about, like, Yeti and stuff for not supporting the internet.
And they're actually that Yeti's tied into this whole thing because the dude, Ben O'Brien, he used to...
See, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he used to be a marketing manager from Yeti.
He can come to my house. I don't care. I don't like him.
He used to be a marketing manager. He was the cat that was, like, that they wanted to eliminate all the discounts for NRA members, and now he's the editorial director for Meat Eater.
Just a class one dick rider.
Yeti,
coattail rider. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Class
you're good.
One dick rider. I don't have anything good to say about that
just
guy.
Just a douche canoe.
Yeah. Just like a guy that's never done it on his own has just ridden the coattails of everyone else. Like probably not go throw out a set of decoys and kill waterfowl. Probably, I don't even know if he knows how to set his own tree stands. Like that level. Kidding. But just ass kisser, yes man. And I don't know if that's a problem, like what's going on with Meat Eater or that he's just surrounding himself with yes man. Because he's kind of like... He was a super unique voice in hunting. Like, nobody was doing what he was doing. You know what I mean? And and he was likable, and there's information. And, like, some of the episodes, like, fuck, tugging my heartstrings a little bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's just like, I mean, maybe you just get to the point where, fuck, that's a big check, you know?
Well, yeah, and you know what it could be, too? It could be, and this is just, and I might be completely wrong here, but kind of think about how things are going. You know, he's getting more popular, right? And he's getting on, his show was on Netflix. They could have had some people come up to him and say, hey, look, you know, I know you want to keep doing the right thing, but you're going to have to work with our people, too. And I might be totally out of line with that, but this would say...
It's probably not too far off, man, because you don't know how to deal with a situation like that until someone's in front of you.
Right,
like,
because there's...
Throwing big money.
I mean, someone comes to buy our podcast, what's up?
Yeah, like, what's your guys' price, though? Like, Rogan, what's it going to cost for you guys to go straight to Spotify only?
See,
Rogan got 100 mil.
Yeah, dude.
So, what are you guys thinking?
I mean about that. That would be fine.
at least 150 mil for us. Okay.
If you show me $3,500 grand, fuck this podcast. Yeah. Jesus. Dude, fuck enough. You guys. I'm out.
Hey, we're out, dog.
Dude, that's what everyone says about the page. I'm like, well, what's your price? I'm like, fuck, somebody throw stupid money to buy the page. You can have it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, start a new one.
Yeah, oh, well.
Yeah, start a new one, yeah.
If someone buys Working Class Bowhunter, which I don't know if anybody would, but it's like, okay. So
just throwing it out there, it's for sale, guys.
Hey, but big, hey, you better have a big fucking checkbook when you come in.
Let's talk. But you know what we do?
I'm helping you guys out. Come on.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Looking out for us.
We just go down the road and start some other bunk-ass podcast.
Yeah, no shit.
Start from the ground.
With all the first equipment we started with. And just not give a shit.
Well, no, you got a shit ton of money now. You can do whatever you want.
Dude, yeah, like 800 bucks after we split it.
Dude, here's
I get 20 bucks.
Here's what I know. I know when, obviously, investors come in and shit like that, just to... It's awfully hard to keep doing all your background checks, and if you're trying to do the right thing like Steve is, and somebody does have that money there, it's like, man, I know this guy's kind of Second Amendment, but maybe my voice will get over more than his money that he's making. You know, that could be in the back of his mind, or he could probably just...
That's a good point.
Right. And that's the biggest... I'll say that. That's the biggest argument. Like, well, they're bringing in all of these non-hunters because a lot of the people coming in are hipster hunters that didn't grow up like we grew up. You know, even like maybe, you know, and like I had a... My dad took us everywhere hunting. You know, even when we were sitting in the truck watching like stalk a coyote or fox or something. Like, we were always out in the outdoors. And some people weren't, and that's fine. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're getting a lot of people from the TV show or, you know, listen to him on Rogan and that stuff. But
sure.
At the same time, it's... I don't know, like, it's tough that if you're buying the $300 knife they just came out with, that took 18 months to develop, it's just a knife, okay? You can get them at Walmart. But,
the Jackhawk 9000.
Yeah. $300 knife, okay? People must just have a lot more money than me, but, like, you look at it, do they bring them in? 100%.
Yeah.
But are you pushing that money and from, because now Meador owns, they just bought out, is it FH? F or whatever, and like I don't care because like 100% support TNK all the way.
Yeah, for sure.
But
great
dude. Yeah, and they're out in Bozeman, and it's like fuck Bozeman.
You know? I feel out of the loop a little bit because I don't know
about half these people.
I've never been to Bozeman, but fuck Bozeman. I don't know that brand, and maybe I would if I saw some of their stuff. Like mm-hmm. I'm out of the loop on some of this stuff.
And honestly, when I started the page, if you go back to the early stuff, it was pretty mellow.
Yeah,
but then like all these Western hunters just come in and start chirping. And I'm like, okay, well, now I'm like...
I love that you call it chirping.
Yeah.
Chirping my DMs. Chirping.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know anything about Western hunting. And then it's like all these guys diving in there like, well, you'd never be able to come out and hunt a blacktail in Oregon. I'm like, I wouldn't ever hunt a blacktail in Oregon. Those are just really little whitetails. Like, why would I want to go hike around in the mountains to kill a small deer?
Yeah, Kurt.
Yeah.
I hunted mule deer in Oregon.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Get your facts straight, Westy.
My bad. Wrong side of the road.
Yeah. No kidding. Right?
Shit. My bad.
I killed a mule deer about the size of a blacktail, but I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know. It's this stuff is. I love these conversations because mm-hmm. there's so many layers to it and so many different angles. By no means do I disagree with anything you're doing because I think your page is fucking awesome. And I respect you for going as hard in the paint as you do because it's necessary, man. Like, you got to kind of scare people off of a lot of this bullshit that's going on.
Well, and the best thing is they're like, well, why don't you post a picture, like, post your pictures up and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't care. Like, come at me. It's fine.
Yeah, you're a giant human being for the record.
They're not going to believe you guys for saying that. But
man. No, when we saw God you damn. Walking up, like, are you, like, 6'4"?
Do you guys think I could take Bomar after seeing me and you guys have seen him?
Oh, I think
he's a little tight, like, robotic. I think I could take him.
Muscles?
Robotic?
Yeah. Muscles don't always mean good fighters. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I was on the Kafaru cast, like, that was a topic. I'm like, I'd fucking wreck him.
Oh, you guys talking about that?
But I literally never seen the guy in real life. Now they live in fucking Iowa. So
damn, it could happen, man.
Yeah.
Hey, watch out. They're taking those
supplements. You should come to ATA.
Though. Yeah. Yeah. Just that random, like, peel and stick supplements where they just put, this is like Mountain Ops. They just, it's wholesale and they just put their own label on
my
it.
Buddy, hey, you know what we could do? Maybe we could raise money for charity and you guys could fight at like a BHA pint night or something.
Fuck BHA too.
Okay. So,
we want to dive into BHA
yeah,
now?
So here, dive into BHA, okay. I want to say something because last year we were at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. We had our boy Wade with Gator Outdoors next to us. He's a TNK dealer.
Okay.
And then next to them.
He's got dealers now? I thought it was just him and his dad. Like,
I think
he's blown up.
I think Gator might be the only one.
I need to get a cut of that because I started sharing him back in the day when he had like 500 followers.
Dude, we had him on the podcast like 2 years ago.
Mine was before that. Okay.
We all need some, a little bit of it, right?
We'll have a TNK sale off.
Dude, exactly a year ago yesterday, I got my TNK in the mail because we were at the old place and it was just, we were doing some, it was like a live and, he's like, hey man, why don't you go ahead and shotgun 3 beers and I'll send you a harness. Like,
that's all you had to do?
Easy, yeah. And dude, I slammed these things. I'm like, that was a mistake.
Yeah, but keep in mind, you'd already drank like 15.
Yeah,
but now you'll never have to get another harness in your life.
Yeah, dude, like,
that's true.
A week later or something, yeah, that showed up and it was in a package. It was real nice. And yeah, still, I've worn that harness shirtless many a times.
Yeah, yeah, which, I mean, it's $140, you know?
Yeah,
that's as good as Sitka.
Hey,
you know
it's
what I mean?
It's a hell of a harness. I keep it in the, I keep in my truck because where
and
I'm
you
driving
drink three
now.
Beers for it. I mean, that's a good
deal.
See,
yeah. That was a hell of a deal.
That's a great trade.
So I always wanted to have a beer with Tyler, and that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah,
but he's very open about it. I love the guy to death, and it's I'm so glad you two know each other, and you guys should collaborate on a page. I would love to fucking I'd pay to see
geez,
that.
Yeah.
So Christ.
Well, get back to the story, which that was a good side track. I like that. So the Illinois BHA chapter was next to Gator, and those guys are great. You know, the guys there, they were cool. I think they're good dudes. So I signed up. It was like $25. So, and that's probably so I am actively a member. Before everyone blasts me, I am a member of BHA. But I will tell you, I went to one pint night, and that was what they had there. And I'll tell you, we didn't talk anything about anything hunting or anything. We just drank beer at some shitty brewery in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay.
Whatever. It was fine.
I was hitting on some guy's wife.
So, it typical,
how did it end
right?
up? Did you get a number?
No.
But I will tell you this. So, when some of this poaching shit went down, went through the grapevine that I was one of the dudes that basically was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this person's on BHA. Well, I'm out. Fuck that. So, I get a phone call from Montana.
Montana?
And I'm terrible with names. I don't remember names and all this shit. But the dude from BHA, I don't know if he's like the head guy or what, called me and was like, listen, dude, we don't condone this. Like, don't withdraw your membership. All the basically kind of backed me off the cliff. Mm-hmm. He goes, dude, I fucking get it. Fuck poachers and all that. And I'm like, that's cool. Like, called me directly. Like, hey, man, kind of heard through the grapevine. Like, you guys at your podcast kind of have like a you guys blast shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. I respect it. And so I was like, all right, that's cool, whatever, you know. But I will say, you know, I don't feel like it's done anything to hurt me or help me or whatever or anything. I don't know where my money went. I don't fucking know. But I just want to get that out of the way before we dive into this. Because okay. I know we've messaged in the past and you were like, I don't know if I'd ever do a podcast. I don't go to BHA Pint Nights. You remember that? And I was like, damn,
I think
bro.
I just seen it or something. Yeah. Like, that's how I responded.
Damn, bro. I was like, damn, bro. Easy, man. Easy. Like, everyone's showing each other like their pins on their Onyx maps. I'm like, I'm not showing you where my fucking pins are.
Somebody was like in that Q&A when I asked people what we should talk about, they're like, talk about how Onyx has fucking ruined public hunting.
That's a fair point. I mean,
yeah, that's yeah.
We can talk about that,
but we gotta go through BHA first.
Let's do it. Yeah,
you want to?
So basically, like I'm gonna say this up front. I've said it on the page multiple times. The local chapters do great work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but all the money is funneled uphill to Montana. And if you look at their expense, travel, all that stuff compared to like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, they spend as much as Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does and maybe make, I think Rocky Mountain, it was $20 million or something for them, and
no
BHA
kidding.
Was like $4 million. Uh-huh. And they spent the same on travel and entertainment.
Ooh.
So they, and this is my, some of it's my opinion, some of you can look up, but I, like, if you track the money of where they get their big donations from, it's people that have connections to the Humane Society, the eco groups, like the Sierra Club, I don't know if it's Sierra Club, but like, the ones that are want land grabs for public land, not for hunting, but they want to just leave it alone. You know what I mean? Yeah. Set it aside like 100%. And I don't want to say tree huggers because I think most of us are kind of tree huggers. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
to a point.
Yeah.
I'm in a tree.
Yeah, exactly. But like to shoot big deer, you also want to maintain a healthy environment.
Of
you know
course,
what I mean? And
sure.
That's just how it goes, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you just keep tracking the money. It's just like all like
where did you find that? I mean, is there a place to like that you know off the top of your head you can look up, or is it pretty easy through a couple Google searches?
If I'm not mistaken, if they're a charitable organization, they, like that's like
it's,
the
it's
freedom.
Gotta be it's like public. But now it's public knowledge, right?
If they're a 401c3, right?
But there are something that they can redact.
Oh, okay.
So you can't see where some of it comes from, and
so I'm not smart enough for this shit.
And it is, and a lot of people don't know, but you know,
yeah.
And so a lot of it just gets brought to me, and then I'll like dive into it. But there's a lot of guys that were in it, were main guys in BHA that will message me like, no, this is what's going on. Like the intent is great. The top levels,
yeah,
are not your friends.
I get that. That makes sense, right? That's probably how most dirty things are operated.
Well,
right.
Like, do you guys remember a couple years back when? All right, so
well, how far are you going to go off this?
Not too far. About 10 years back, when Wounded Warriors was going on, it sounded like a great organization. And then you find out the head cheeses on top were making like So when all this money was in, it kind of sounds like, yeah, this might be going down the same road. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But all the money, so the percentage that was actually going back to helping out wounded vets versus how much was going in, like, CEOs' pockets was outrageous. So, like, CEOs were making, and I might be wrong on this figure, I think it was like $4 million a year, and they were only spending about $2 million a year on. So it's, you know.
Is it kind of like the Goodwill effect? Everyone found out the dude who owns Goodwill is, like, super insane loaded instead of, like.
And I don't know. So the main dude that runs it, and I can't get in trouble for saying this because it's on their website, mm-hmm. is Lantani. Okay. So Lantani's responded to comments on the page. Basically, all they do is push laser focus on conservation. And that, and it will say it 1,000 times in the comments. So, like, mm-hmm. we're talking battles between people that actually know what the fuck they're talking about and him. So not even me, just some guy.
Yeah.
And they'll never answer you directly. They'll never give you a solid answer. And it's just constantly like, well, this is what our local chapter did. So that's great. You have volunteers that do great work. They do great work cleaning up. But you guys could probably, like, have been a fun in the Midwest. You guys could do a public land pickup. You know, yeah, that's not right. that hard. You know, no, like, right. exactly. We should all be doing anyway, basically.
Of course,
you know?
Sure. Of course.
And they're not using any of that money to recoup ground, like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is, where they're trying to not only get access from local, like, ranchers or farmers out west, but they're also buying ground to put back into public, you know?
Right, right.
It's kind of interesting. And you got to wonder, too, if they're going to start taking, and this is going to be a little bit of controversial thing, but what is the NRA doing lately other than just fear-mongering? You know, do they think, and I'm not trying to stir the pot, but it's like, if you got an organization that you continue to pay money to, right?
Yeah.
Every you know, month you make your donation, and then all of a sudden you start seeing more and more shit drifting away. I mean, at what point is it going to get to where you're like, dude, look, I'm starting to see my public land getting taken back to the federal government and turned into, you know, reserves where I can't hunt it. What are you guys doing? Where's this money going? So if they can be more apparent, I think I would start donating. If they're like, look, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're doing this, rather than saying it and you're showing results.
Well, is there, and I'm asking everyone in this room, in the studio, and everyone listening, is there an alternative to BHA that we know that is more beneficial to public lands and everything conservation? Is there something out there that is similar that, like, we could start looking at or start pushing focus to? Because I don't know of one, and I'm not the most knowledgeable dude when it comes to this.
Probably other than calling your local senator, dude. I mean, that's probably it.
Yeah, and it'd be like, I know Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does great work, which for us, that doesn't mean shit. Like, let's be honest.
Right, they're not in Illinois.
I'll send them $30 and get a knife. Sportsman's Alliance, I don't know if you guys are familiar with them, but I think they're in Illinois, and I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But they actually are on nationwide level. They'll go in and help out sportsmen's groups in the area to fight law changes.
Oh, no kidding.
So, like, the bear trapping stuff, like, all that. Anybody that's got $30, send it to them, because they're going to fight to actually protect hunting.
Sportsmen's Alliance.
Yeah. Sportsmen's Alliance. No shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And they're awesome. And they post a bunch of shit, like, New Jersey trying to ban bear hunting, like, all that stuff. They'll keep you up to date on everything. It's, like, one of the really good ones, and they have a really small core group.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to the guys, they're not, you know, like, it's not about them. Whereas a lot of, like, the BHA shit and, like, that stuff gets to be, like, I think people are attaching themselves to it now more.
Yeah,
because sure. It's popular. And that's another way for them to grow and gain fame. And that's, I mean, unpopular opinion, but somewhat true. Because I'm sure you guys know a few guys that have attached themselves to it. And that's kind of how they slowly come up.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Sportsman's Alliance. I'm going to look into that. And
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's probably where I'll throw some money.
Yeah.
I like Whitetails Unlimited, too. I know, but they're more focused on, like, education.
Yeah,
which is great, too, which is great. They do a little bit of, you know, like, not grease in the pockets, but kind of trying to help, well, obviously educate to get more public land mm-hmm. in different places, or, you know, just help them with the laws, I guess.
Right.
I like those guys, too,
right.
a lot.
And even just, at, like, Midwest Pheasants Forever, like, anything that gets put into CRP is going to benefit your deer hunting.
Yes.
Sure.
No matter what. Sure, yeah. You guys know how it is. Like, I grew up hunting huge, like, switchgrass fields, and you'd have that one, you know, three willow trees that are big enough to get a stand in. Like,
that's
that
where
level.
You want
to
be.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like, those will actually benefit. And they're buying up ground and putting it back into where it's public access now.
Even just with the pheasants, though, because, like, growing up, you go out all day and not even see one pheasant.
Right.
And Daddy say they would go out every weekend and limit out.
I remember in the deer blind, because we have CRP, and the pheasants, like, when I grew up in high, like, because I'm probably older than you guys. How old are you guys?
30.
Yeah, I'm like 37. So I grew up at the tail end of, like, when the pheasant hunting was great in Iowa, where people would come from every other state, you know? Mm-hmm. And we'd be sitting in the deer blind, And we just count roosters when they'd fly by, and there was 90. And then the next year there was 60. And then the next year there was 30, and they were gone. But there was also when corn prices went up, and so everybody was bulldozing everything.
Sure.
And I'm sure it happened somewhat here, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, you know the area I'm from, Iowa, I'm from, like, it's there's no fence lines anymore.
Everywhere it went to shit.
Yeah. And so now it's starting to come back because corn prices aren't as good, and they're getting more money for CRP ground.
Yeah.
But then also the deer population or deer quality is going to get better too because they have more places to
get down and bed up and all that. Yeah, very cool. I like that conversation a lot. It's something I do feel a little guilty about that I don't know more about organizations that like directly help like conservation stuff I'm so passionate about. But I guess, you know, I'm working on that shit.
Right. Well, and they probably thrive off that whole, hey, here's what we're going to offer you, you know, the sales pitch. That
a little bit of the ignorance factor.
Yeah, the sizzle, not the steak. A lot of it's sizzle and steak, and you got to kind of do your research, and that's why a lot of these big organizations, I mean, I mentioned the NRA, but like I've just kind of looked at shit. I'm like, what are you guys doing for me that when I was in Illinois, that the Illinois, you know, State Rifle Association isn't doing twice as much as?
Right. Yeah,
and exactly. That's fair. Everyone should consider where their money's going when they do shit like that, no matter what. Like, if it's unpopular to question the NRA, I mean, I get that. With everything, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, anything right now.
You got to wonder because it's like, where is it actually going?
Right. Yeah, the fact that I don't own a tank lets me know that the NRA is not doing their fucking job.
You can afford one.
Well, not that I can't afford one. That's not the point. The fact that I can't own one is the...
Yeah.
I wish the option was there. Then I'd take a loan out on a used fucker.
But just think how much money, like, because they tax the shit out of that tank. So that's a lot of money going right back into, you know, conservation and shit, too. Yeah. You know?
How much are tags for a tank?
Yeah, it's like it's a Pittman Act, right? That all the money, like from gun sales and ammo and arrows, all that goes right back into, and they use it for some of their own shit too. But like rifle ranges and on public areas and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's why like with Meat Eater and you'll see some leanings with BHA, not the Churning Group technically, but it's just there's just enough shadiness that it's like, oh my God, I don't know if I trust you. Like it's that's like checking meat at the bar and she looks pretty, but you're like, like, I think you're going to ruin my life. Yeah, like, we're going to go back, and there's going to be pictures of her and her boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that level.
Been there.
That's, you know, that's fair. I don't think... Yeah, you probably have. I feel like the way we approached that was very fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
For both sides. Even for BHA, you know? Like, it's... We could have went hard on them.
Yeah.
But I feel like that conversation needs to be had with any organization at any time.
Right.
You know? Because... I mean, where are you putting your money at? You should know, and I need to do a little more research and some education. But Sportsman's Alliance, I'm gonna look into all that. And
people like transparency. I mean,
what you see is what you get, is what it should be. But
yeah, look what happened. The one good thing that Obama did was he opened up the transparency to the government, and we learned about a lot of fucked up shit that the government does. Yeah. But we also learned that they have documents of aliens, so. That's good. Transparency is good. Yeah, that's all we're asking for.
That got totally fucking blown over lately. And it's like, why are we not talking more about aliens?
And then it came back three fucking times. Yeah. And it's like, dude, the Pentagon addressed UFOs. And like, yeah, these were UFOs. Like, what the fuck?
That's also not shit I want to think about when I'm walking out in the dark or like, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not going to pretend I'm a hero out there. You know, like.
I don't need to think about that shit.
Wait, here's some more ammo for Westies. Actually, there's probably a shitload of.
And about the only time you think about it is when you're walking
into the dark. And you're like, fuck, it's too quiet right now. Like,
yeah. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, that could explain where them big bucks fucking go.
Yeah.
They get mutilated and you never find them again.
Probably what's fucking happening.
Let me hop back on this. See what I'm doing? Do you think your page has actually, thus far, and it could be a minute amount, do you think it actually has started to make hunting great again? And okay, let me reverse that. Don't answer that yet.
Okay.
When was hunting great?
Okay.
That's so a tough question.
That's a tough question.
This may not be popular.
That's a hard one to answer.
But like when you guys were growing up, you guys all hunted as kids.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Okay. When not you me. Shot your first That's... buck, was anybody like, nice? Or like, they were just hyping you up, right? And you were the happiest fucking kid in the world. Your first buck, 100%. Now, like, my buddy's kid, I'm not friends with him anymore, but his kid with his bow, I think it was like 14 or 15, shot a 155-inch buck and was pissed. It was his first buck, first year with the bow, pissed because it wasn't like, old enough or something. And I'm like, something's fucking wrong here.
Yeah.
No you know? Shit.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
And so it's like, we used to get anything in the deer sheds. And don't get me wrong. Like I try to shoot the biggest deer possible or the oldest deer possible. That's just how it goes. You know what I mean? But like, you send your group text out and you have that one buddy that's like a little pissy about it and he's like, nice. And you're like, fuck you, yeah, you know?
Passive aggressive shit.
Yeah. Right. It's like, oh, that's, you know, that's a nice deer. I'm like, well, that's a 160-inch 8-pointer, you fucking asshole.
they don't get bigger, motherfucker.
You fucking prick.
Yeah. I didn't hunt. That was a great answer to that question, okay, by the way.
I didn't hunt as a kid. My first buck was about 2 years ago, and it was a dink, but man, I don't know if there's going to be a deer, and I haven't shot it yet, so I can't say that, but that's going to be as memorable as that. The love I got.
Dude, how did we celebrate that deer, man?
Holy fuck. Dude, I was like, when I called you, I was like, Kurt, I shot a buck. And you're like, yeah. He never even asked a size. He's like, buck, right? I'm like, yeah. And when we got down there, we were looking for it. And it was a very, very special moment when we found that. We've talked about this tons of times. And, dude, I was a 29-year-old man shooting my first buck. And it was fucking awesome. And the love I got, I think maybe one person was like, oh, couldn't have got any bigger. I don't know if they were fucking with
me. They were probably messing with you, man.
But it was
the love. But it still pissed you off, and you still remember it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because right. It was
so,
like...
Yeah, right. So everyone listening, when they send out group text, you fucking hype them up.
Yeah,
you stop with that. Like, don't even give them shit.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's where it starts, man. Like, yeah. That's a great point. The way you answered that was exactly, I think, what I needed and listeners needed. Cause I know it's doing good. Like we mentioned earlier, the call-outs are doing right.
And
good.
And maybe, like, and I don't know how, like, I've never deep, you know, dove deep as I was trying to spit that out. Sorry.
Yeah,
and see, but I think it, like, if nothing else, it's going to, like, just, for, and I only mainly operate on Instagram, but you know how much fucking bullshit's on there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just people hunting to climb the social ladder so they can get work a booth at ATA, yep, even though they've never shot a deer with their bow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like any of that. And that, it's just like, this is not what hunting is. It's not like for you to increase your clout. Like if you don't have friends in real life and all your friends are from AT or like trade show friends, like maybe you suck. Like maybe you're a pretty shitty person. You know? Like
you're not wrong.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, what's funny about that is I imagine a lot of our listeners have never been to ATA. I would say, you know, maybe go if you get the opportunity. I've been quite a few years, and my first year was 2012 was the first year I went, and from then until now is so different just in that small amount of time, and it is just insane how different it has been. Like when I went, it was just like industry only people then.
It was like a farm and home show where they show like, or not, maybe a little bit nicer than that, but
it was nicer than
that. But not like, it wasn't just anybody who had an Instagram account.
There wasn't people walking around with selfie sticks. There wasn't vloggers walking around. There wasn't, and I mean, we're part of it, but I feel like we're doing it a little different. There wasn't podcasts sitting in the fucking food court because they didn't have a media pass to get in.
Yeah.
Like it's whatever you got to do, grind, whatever. But it wasn't that. It was people that were there that were, I felt, legit,
mm-hmm,
for the most part, and that was refreshing. Year to year, after this last year, we have a good time every time we go because we have like we've made friends through.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you don't just have friends from ATA, you
right?
Know?
Yeah,
our only friend are at ATA.
Yeah, we're just like, hey boys, once a year, huh? Here we are.
See you next year.
You guys going to the turkey show? NWTF too?
Yeah, no shit.
Abba Zaba, you my only friend.
Yeah,
so it's. I don't know, after this last year, I had a great time, but I was kind of in a way, I was like, I don't think there's anything left for us here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit. We're going again because we already paid for it, but but it's like,
yeah,
you know,
it's fucking expensive.
I think I'm just going to podcast the only time with like good people, and then I don't really need to walk around anymore. You know what I mean? I'm not handing out media kits.
Right.
How much
did
we walk around last year? We didn't walk around.
Dude, I didn't see it around at all.
Here's the thing, and they changed it a little bit now, kind of touching on that about the media. So the very first day, we were there, but we were in the rub line room.
You couldn't be
in the floor as media. So they were just letting sales go. And I remember...
That's fantastic, I think.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know if they... Because they said they were going to release the numbers about how well the sales did, and maybe they were going to consider doing it, you know, from here on out.
Imagine if you were a brand.
Yeah.
On the first day you're trying to make sales and you got like a bunch of kids and podcasts and internet shows handing you media kits, you're like, yeah, dude, you gonna buy anything though? Like I'm trying to make sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's what they're trying to do, a sale
and an Instagram live person comes up and interrupts you.
Yeah, it's like I took time off of work and I drove 15 hours to get here to try to make some money. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So it's a good
thing.
On
the flip side, you got a bunch of
I was trying to like word how I was going to say it. You got a bunch of hussies trying to S your D everywhere you turn.
I didn't have that for sure. But no, I could see other people.
Yeah,
having
did you
that.
Go? Did you go to the Acubo and the who else hosts the parties or whatever? Hey, you know, every year they're just throwing rages. I'm like, you're fucking 40 like, bus fest. What are you doing?
If we went,
I don't know if he's has or not. So just before
I like Acubo. I like the cat that runs that. So I'm not going to say anything about that. But
wow,
it is. He's nice guy, nice cat.
I will say
everybody's nice when they want something from you.
Well, I don't know. I've seen you tear them up a couple times. I'm like, ah, damn. It's like when you got like two friends and you're like, I like this guy and I like this guy, and then you're kind of that dude. And you're like, man, that guy's a piece of shit. It's like, I love the guy. Though,
I mean, it's definitely the douchiest product in the outdoor industry right now. 100%. What's douchier? What's douchier than that?
Their pictures do not help them at all. Like, no. Their posts.
Like, the girls in Florida that have literally never killed anything with a bow, practicing on top of their trucks.
I was just going to point that one out. Yeah, me and Kurt saw that one earlier.
Think of, yeah.
Sit on top of her truck with her Acubo.
What's douchier? I got a douchier one. Oh, man.
This is a good question, though.
It's a good question. Hold on.
Great question.
I was going to say trophy tape, but it's definitely – that serves a purpose, like a legitimate purpose for people who don't know how to measure. I kind of get that a little bit. Like, I'll admit that.
I know. It's tough, isn't it?
Let me defend
Acubo. I think you have one there. You just don't want to say it.
No,
I don't.
Let me defend him for certain situations. Our buddy TJ, when he was recovering, he actually used that, and it helped build up strength because there's no way you can go to a gym and do that. So – if you
can't go to a gym and get physio band and just work on your
job? For what he wanted to do, but he couldn't walk for a while. He couldn't go.
Tell him to call me. I'll put some PVC pipe together and a physio band. It'll cost me $13. I'll charge him $40.
I'll throw that out there. I know another guy that when they have rotator cuff surgery, it helps.
Right.
So, but. Right. But yeah,
I see the point you're trying to make. But
if you're staying on the top of your truck,
here's the thing: it wouldn't be as therapy. It wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah,
that's got a point there.
You can literally get physio bands at Walmart. That's a good rebuttal. If anybody's thinking about buying an Acubo, I'm sorry, just go get physio bands from Walmart. Okay.
And here's my thing: it wouldn't be as bad if the marketing wasn't so cheesy.
Yeah,
like it would just be like, yeah, there it is. You know, buy it or not.
It started out not bad, but
it started out not bad. Gradually got worse. So we do have, and these are going to take us on a lot of avenues. Of deep dives, and Steve, let's try not to talk over each other because getting rambly.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
No, it is Steve.
It's just me, bro.
I feel like you're doing okay.
But it's just me.
You started out rough, and you've gotten better since.
Back off your mic like 4 inches.
Is it that bad?
You already.
Yeah, you were kissing that thing.
You're yelling. So we have 3 screenshot pages of Instagram messages here that wrote into the Make Hunting Great Again page, which I think we're just going to go ahead and chip through them. Some might be quick answers. You just want to hit every one of them?
Some of them are repetitive, but yeah.
100%. Okay. We'll skip through. I'll just read them off. And then some we might just be like, we don't know shit about that. We're going to skip over it. Should I say the Instagram handles and who wrote in?
No. We try to keep the DMs anonymous.
Okay.
It's not a shout-out page. Okay.
Just put them on blast.
Do you want me to skip the ones that really aren't hunting related? This one's funny. This is an example.
Go ahead.
The new trend of trucks being lifted in the front and lower in the rear.
It's a Cali Lean,
right?
I mean, how did the Dodge look? Did it look like that?
I didn't think so.
I didn't even look at it.
Okay.
When your truck pulled up, I was like, that thing's badass.
But it's like too much, though. You know, like...
Is it like a bro dozer?
If you saw that, you'd be like, that guy's 5'5", and he's got sparkly pants on, and then he had a small penis. And then I get out, and I'm fucking just hung. You know, just like a baby arm holding an apple.
Tripod, yeah.
You know?
My goodness, you're a tripod.
I had this lady at Casey's. I pulled up, and she's like, she stopped me before I went in the door. She's like, usually when I see a truck like that, I just automatically assume it's just a little guy that's going to get out of that. And then she's like, and then you got out, and I was like, finally, a big guy driving a big truck.
Damn. Dude, I missed a connection at Casey's today. I was running a little late because I had to go do something before here. But, dude, there was this chick, and she was wearing black overalls with one off, and she was in a Ford, but I was like, she's kind of hot. And we kept, like, looking at each other while I put $10 worth of gas in.
Come on. Bro, come on.
$10? You put $6 in your jacket.
Like, that's come true. On. That was your opening.
I had to come. I thought I was running late.
Who can pull off bibs? Like one strap bibs, you wipe those girls up.
Oh, dude.
Hey, Steve, hand me a beer while I grab the next question. So the trucks, he just wanted us to talk about it. He didn't really ask. Yeah, I level your truck out for sure. Don't have it lifted higher in the front than you do in the back. Like
the Cali.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it'd be easier to throw a deer in it if it was lower in the back, but you got that angle you're working against.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not good. Not good. Let's think this through, boys. Come on.
What if you're hauling a trailer, too?
They probably have to do it a lot, like out west in those little Tacomas that they jack up, just because they are significantly shorter than us.
That's, you know?
That's true. Like, average height in the west is like 5'2". I just feel there's a lot of beautiful women out there. I just feel bad for them. Like, are you wearing each other's jeans?
You know what it is? It's because all the Vikings settled in, like, Minnesota and then, like, in the Midwestern
area.
And, like, who do we send out there? Outcasts, okay?
Yeah, we're just, like, head west.
Yeah, like, people that got bullied out of the Midwest.
Dude, no wonder you get so much fucking hair.
Head west, you
but
shrimp.
But I will say, Western women, slide my DMs. I love you all.
What up?
But I'm not moving out there.
My God.
You're a foot and a half taller, though. God, how tall are you really, by the way?
6'6".
Okay, yeah. That's Jesus.
Hey, Western women that want to come kill some whitetails, what's up?
Yeah, that's, hey. Just come on out. There's an airport in the Quad Cities. There's, you know, a bunch of us here.
Easy peasy.
We'll pick you up.
Yeah. There's a bunch of us.
You'll be safe.
We got a limo.
Like, you don't have to deal with those short guys.
Yeah. I'm 5'9", bro.
I got real close to the mic on that.
Sure. We're all really average height over here, except for Mr. Great again.
But you'd be tall out west is what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm above average out there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Those six-pack abs don't keep you warm in the summer, in the winter.
I got some buddies from Utah, and I was taller than three out of the four. I was taller than.
So that's not bullshit? People out there are short as shit?
Come on. You think I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true?
Mr. Gradian's got a point.
Yeah, like it starts in somewhere in Nebraska with the Nebraska Fit guy. And then Western it just keeps Nebraska. Getting shorter. Yeah, yeah.
It gets where, shorter as you go west.
Yeah, where like he took a picture. I don't care if he comes at me, but he took a picture in a bathroom. He's the same height as a fucking dispenser. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you have to be jacked if you're going to be that little. Come on.
The dispenser.
Yeah, you know, I was like, jeez. Like,
that's meant for your hand.
Yeah, like he better be pissing in the low urinal every fucking urinal. Time. Hey, yeah.
Somebody said something to us. I think it's the one cat. He goes, it's so flat out here that when you if you see your dog run away, you can see him run away for 2 days. If you stand on Mill Jug, are we so much taller so we can look over the flat horizon? But they got all these mountains. Are like, fuck it, we don't need to grow.
That's why they're skinny, is because they have to walk uphill everywhere and they don't have good food like we do. Like,
so they're hobbits, is what you're saying.
Yes,
is what you're saying, not me.
I'm saying that one. And they've heard, if they even remotely follow the page and listen to this, they know. They already know.
Dude, you can't even get mad at that. That's pretty funny.
It's like, hilarious.
You can't take a joke. And, I mean, come on.
And somewhat true. I'd say 80% true.
And mostly facts.
How tall are the guys from Hush?
Okay, let's get on the next one.
Oh, jeez.
Let's get on to the next one.
You want to bring down the...
No, we're not.
We can't even get into Hush. Somebody asked, so we can skip over that.
Yes.
I have no comment on the mullet, and I have no comment on tucking ears into flat-billed hats.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, the tucked-in ears is a deal breaker.
I don't know how that trend became popular.
It's everywhere, though.
Yeah, it's the tucked-in ears?
It's everywhere, yeah. I can't do it. My head's too big, though.
But you know what it is? They're so small that the hats are probably real big down there. Like, you know what I mean? Sarah, thought
it. Yeah.
I just thought of that. That was pretty good.
So you're saying they're humanoids? Oh, my God.
Okay, next question. This is funny. This is not a question. It's just a... There's no punctuation. Competitive shed hunting.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, like how YouTube videos basically ruin shed hunting everywhere in the States.
Like Shed Quest or whatever. What do they call it? Shed Rally.
Yeah. Shed Rally, all that stuff.
Rector. Yeah.
It's good. I think it's good. Like,
it's good for kids.
I spend a lot of time shed hunting. Like, usually, I have a dog that I can get to retrieve a little bit.
Yeah.
But you also want to know. Like, it'd be different if we were just going out picking up random bucks, but we're all shed hunting ground the bucks that we're going
to
be.
You want to know where it's laying.
Right? Yeah. Is he still alive? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for sure.
So.
Okay, well, that was a quick one. This is an interesting one. Why the hunting industry protects influencers/celebrities who break the law? That is interesting. Why would a brand do that?
I think probably more to protect themselves, like, because they had a poacher on their staff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think if you get ahead of it and you're just like, hey, man, listen, we cut this dude. Like, everyone, like, I mean, Brackett is always, he's just, right. He's close to us,
and
right?
Chris Brackett follows the page, so just so you guys be nice about him. I'm kidding. I fucking busted on him the same as everyone else did.
he's one of my best friends, so take it easy.
Does he follow your page?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, because he knows.
After the Ritz deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, well, dude, I remember that.
He's like, I'm back, baby.
He knows that. We're talking to each other. He's like, he knows that Jesus died for his sins, so he can poach whoever he wants. He's still going to have But I do remember he did say something that I was kind of like, I kind of agree with. He's like, why did everybody rip me and didn't rip Ritz right away? And I was like, but then I watched the video. Yeah, but then I was reminded. I go, oh, wait, there's video evidence of you doing this.
Here's the deal. And Ritz is a nice guy. If everything that they say about what Ritz did, it's going to be 10 times worse than what Brackett did.
Could be.
You're talking wanton waste.
I don't know. I don't know all the information, so we'll have to talk about that. I mean, not necessarily here because I don't know, but maybe we will.
You guys need to do a show with anonymous cameramen and blur their and just hear the stories about all the shit that probably really goes on that they have to keep their mouth shut about. Because that probably just ruin that fucking kid's career.
Mask their voice or something.
Like even is the bracket the guy that turned in bracket work anymore? That fat fucker that was breathing hard.
I don't know that poor guy.
Yeah. No, I don't even know who it was, and I know like we're good friends with Chip City.
Yeah,
and I don't know who that was. Honestly,
I don't know. He got berated though.
Poor guy.
He was just fat shaming all day in that blind.
No kidding.
Well, he was wearing the cross.
Imagine going hunting all excited to be filming Chris Bracken, and he just fucks you.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Fat fuck just shitting on you. He's like, man, dude, you're my hero.
Right up the pooper.
Remind us, we might have a fun picture to show you.
Oh yeah, we got some fun ones. We got a picture of Brackett holding up a working class bow hunter shirt. I almost posted a meme of it the other day, and I was like, I don't know if this is a good idea or not. So I like backed out of it. I was getting ready to post it in the working class group. And I was like, I was gonna put like working class sale on the workingclassbowhunter.com.
Of the shirts.
We wouldn't have it, but I was like, I don't know.
You should have for sure. He was holding some green shirt the last edit I saw.
He's an Illinois guy.
Oh, fuck. He used to have that one.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's only like, from the studio, he's probably only 40 minutes from
here. Oh, no shit. 35
minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Like close. Like he's in our neighborhood.
Real close.
Like he's probably been up here shooting bowfish and shit, probably, right?
Yeah. He
tag or no tag, bro.
Yeah. I heard rumor he's mad we didn't ask him to be on the show. But so yeah, that's interesting. Why the hunting industry protects influencers, celebrities who break the law. That does happen often. But like in the Buzzbus case, like when the Bill Buzzbus shit happened, was there any brands that like stuck by him? Like, I mean,
I feel like the only people that sponsored Buzzbus was probably brands that they already owned.
Because he
owns a bunch of brands.
See, I forget about that.
Yeah, and I think, and this, I don't know if this is hearsay that I've heard, but did Wild Game Innovation separate completely from?
I thought that was them.
I thought they owned it.
But somebody double checked, but I think they were like, we want no part. I think they got bought out. Maybe they bought into Wild Game Innovations or something, and then they're like, you guys are not associated with us anymore. I don't know for sure, but somebody can check
interesting. I thought they were 100, like they own
Wild Game. And that's what I thought too, but then somebody messaged me that, so I don't know if it's true or not. But
I got one. See,
but
I was saying thank you.
My thing with them poaching or breaking the law compared to like us is like, it'd be like, it's your job to know what tags to buy, to know where you can shoot stuff. Yeah. Like you
hire someone to do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like obviously, like you're gonna have some outlandish ones. Like, what was it? Spookspan shot that buck in Kansas on a landowner's tag on ground on a leased, you know, shit that he leased. That's illegal as fuck. Everyone
is that
knows
what happened? That. I've always heard like rumors about that, but I didn't know what the deal was.
So I was back like pre.
Was that the one on Monster Bucks where he's like
the giant?
We just let the world on fire.
Yeah. That was a fucking giant.
Yeah, and it was on ground that he leased. Like in Iowa, everyone knows this is why everyone hates Iowa. Is even if you're a landowner, you have to wait to draw. Like you know what I mean? Or even if you have a lease,
you can't live here.
Yeah, right. And you can't get a landowner's tank for a ground you lease there either. So
and that was in Kansas. He shot that buck, right?
Then dude got busted guiding over bait in Tennessee, I think. While he was on his suspended license, maybe he was guiding hunts, but it was fucking turkeys over fucking corn, like not legal. Got busted again, and the dude's still going to those shows. It's like, why don't you hang it up? You know, but I don't know what brands are still with him, but I think so much gets brushed under the table because it's like,
right,
well, innocent until proven guilty and all that. Because everyone's going to have their following no matter what happens.
Yeah,
well, sure. That's what's tough because. I think a lot of it probably stems a little deeper beyond like what a normal like content consumer sees because they don't understand that these people have like good relationships with sometimes I imagine with like, you know, say us and whatever brand, and we're like, oh, we're really good friends with them, and then they did some fucked up shit, and then we got to be the ones to be like, hey, yo, we're out, which has happened several times on our end, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, we hustled from nothing, and then we, like, you gave us a little bit of a chance, and then now here we are going, dude, like, what the fuck do you want us to do,
man? Right, right.
Like, we can't rip a poaching and take that stance against
and
it, which
still
we truly
be involved with.
Yeah, and we truly believe that. We're not just doing it for the sake of our podcast. Like, you put us in a situation where we have to make hard decisions.
And that shouldn't even be your guys' situation to make. Like, it'd be like, and this is a little bit different, but there's a difference between an NBA guy cheating and a guy at the local YMCA throwing games. You know what I mean? But if you're getting paid, and this is everything, the only thing you do is hunt, and you fuck up, like, own it and step away. You know?
It's fair. Yeah, I agree.
It kind of goes back to a lot of times, and I think why a lot of guys are not protected, but they still have a following. It's like you said, when if you had a buddy that you're buddies with, you know, you're doing this, and he poached, you're still going to be friends with him, right? You still want to follow him and, like, be friends with him, but it's... So I don't know if a lot of times these guys had just made such good connections through the years of hustling at trade shows that people are like, they fucked up, everybody fucks up. I mean, to agree, which makes us cringe here, you're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's probably like, hey, every time I talked to him, he was a nice guy. He was always great. Checks in with us. I don't want to just cut him out of my life completely because he's got personal shit going on.
Yeah.
And again, you never know what's going on in anybody's lives. I mean, I'm not saying this is excusable behavior by any fucking means, but there's a lot of times that people got shit going on and you're just like, hey, man, I don't really want to distance myself from you, but again, I don't want to be associated with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, business-wise.
It's, it's a tough one, and hate to see that shit.
It's a pretty black and white scenario if you're like, yes, you obviously did something very illegal in the hunting game and that's where you are trying to be somebody in.
Yeah.
The complications get to where, like, do you have the balls to stand up for what you truly believe in?
Yeah.
Like, fuck you poached or whatever.
And I'm not saying that's not us. That's probably a lot of the people.
I get what you're saying. You know, it's... I'm not saying you can't ever fuck up. It's like to the extent how you handle your fuck up, you know?
Yeah, and I would say this, like, so brand connections and like your good friends, and maybe that's all they have. My thing would be, like, we've helped you get to this point, and you're going to do that to make our brand look bad? Like, it's still a business, and brands, like, once people find out, you're going to lose business because of that, because of who you're associated with. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So it's like, but none of them, the people that get busted, none of them ever fucking own it. Bracco was fighting that shit until they came and took all of his, didn't happen. It's like, that shit's on video.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of the stuff that people are getting nailed for that we know about is not, oh, I shot him 10 minutes after shooting light. You know what I mean? Or I ground swatted some birds in the spread before legal shooting hours. It's like truly fucked up shit. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, it's not, it's day one ethics.
Yeah.
And people are breaking those rules. It's not, I shot him and I went on somebody's ground to retrieve him, but I carried my gun with me and I got busted doing that. That's another story. You know what I mean? Like, that shit happens sometimes when you're caught up in the moment.
Yeah. Cut to the scene where, like, in Jurassic Park when they've got like 40 dudes and they got that thing that comes out and they're trapping all that shit.
Yeah.
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 You got back off. I'm tired of adjusting your mic.
Oh, my bad.
But, no, like, everything you just said was a great point. It's like, to a point, you help somebody get to a certain level, and then you realize they fucked it up. One, yeah, it's going to hurt your brand if you're still affiliated. But two, it's like, you should have the belief of, like, dude, what the you're done.
Yeah.
And we had that scenario a little bit. I mean, someone that's not, like, well-known or nothing like that, but someone known enough wore our shit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had to say, do something.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted – not that I felt like I had to just to save face for my brand, and I didn't care what he did. But fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, that's – I truly believe, fuck you if you do that.
Well, then to own up – so then, hypothetically, because there's no charges on that yet, right?
No.
But to admit to it and then go back on it and say, well, nothing happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, it's like... But it's also a lot of these guys are just doing it.
Well, I had a conversation...
It's attention, you know? Like,
they want to make a name for
100%.
Themselves.
100%. Well, yeah, I had a conversation with this individual, and they told me about it. And I was like, listen, dude, you got two options. You got to get ahead of this and basically be like, hey, I fucked up, and I'm trying to do better by it. Here's how I'm going to do that. Here's how I'm going to prove it to everybody that I deserve a second chance. Or go the fuck away.
Yeah.
And you're out of it.
Disappear.
And you know what happened? Neither one of those.
Neither one of those.
It lasted about 4 hours of, yep, I'm going to step back for a while, and then next thing you know, I'll meet you at a pint night.
I'm blocked, so.
So that just is what it is, and that's the advice I gave that person, and I was hoping like they'd just make the right choice, man, like tackle it. And you know, honestly.
Like man up to it.
He's
it.
A nobody, yeah. But still you're trying to be somebody
right.
in the game, so you have that responsibility.
Well, and I think if you own up to it, people are going to respect you more.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Because the people that.
Like, it's a huge respect thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, I fucked up, you know, and this is what happened, and here's why. And I'm sorry, I'm going to step away. Maybe I'll come back down the road. You know what I mean? Because I can forgive you.
100%. 100%.
But, like, to pretend nothing happened, and it's a lot of these guys, you know? Like, how are you still running social media? How is a brand still paying you to run their social media and paying you a lot of money? Like, but, like, I've had brands come at me like, "What? Can you send me the information on this guy? Because we didn't hear any of this." I'm like, how am I hearing about it? You're not monitoring your own
voice.
Exactly.
Right, you know? Right. Like, I think it's inside shit. They're just like, let's see what he knows.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And like, what can we, what can we cover up? Yeah,
that's a good point.
I got people messaging me about certain scenarios I'm not going to dive into that, you know, red flags, no profile picture. Red flags.
Oh, yeah.
I can see who's following you, but you're not following back. Why would X and X and X people follow you, but you're trying to get me for information? Like, this is my second rodeo, son, not my first one.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know? Yep. So it's whatever. Whatever. It's an interesting conversation. Let's hustle down the pipe here. There's some that I don't know much about that I do want to know more. So I'm gonna hustle. Like, Wolves in Colorado is a topic I want to know more about. From lots of different angles, but I don't know enough to speak on it.
Right. So they're trying to keep wolves out of Colorado, and I don't know if there's some there, but they're trying to release more. And basically, it's like a super hot topic out west now because they come in and they kill everything.
Like, understand?
They're gonna wipe like, and this is just like me hearing about it and like just a little bit that I know. But there's certain organizations that won't speak out against it, like BHA.
Oh, so, really?
Like. So you're talking about a predator that's not even native to that area. They're bringing a different different breed or whatever the fuck it's called, wolves that are bigger, that can take down elk, they can take down mule deer, and take them down. And they're wiping everything out, you know?
Right, right, yeah.
And so Colorado is trying to keep them from allowing that because I guess, and I don't know if it's Montana or Wyoming, the wolf populations. I mean, it's some areas they've completely fucking sterilized.
Yeah, I've been in parts of Wyoming, parts of Idaho, and I've heard. And I might be wrong. Like Eastern Oregon, it gets bad, but
because at a point I could see that be beneficial. But then at the same point, like they breed so fast, like it's like coyotes around here. Like where do you draw the line on that shit?
There was a video that I think it was Nature is Metal they posted, and it was some wolves coming in attacking dogs, and the guy was like, "Hey, look, I'm gonna be very down the road." Do you remember this post?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "Look, this is the information that I know." And this is the information that I'm going to give you. Take with it what you want, but I'm going to stay out of this. He's like, because I don't... And he doesn't condone humans killing animals.
Right.
He's like, he's let nature be whatever. He understands it. But yeah, it was a very interesting post. And I remember thinking about that. And I'm like, thank God we don't have fucking wolves around here to wipe all our shit out. Because you could never let your fucking dogs out.
No, no. And the other thing, they come in. They're just like... I mean, assuming... And again, I don't know... enough about wolves. Like, where we hunted in Wyoming, there's wolves and grizzly bears, and like we never heard a wolf, never saw one, but you can hunt them, and I think you can hunt them in Wyoming, so they've learned to stay away. Where the grizzlies are not being hunted, and they don't give a fuck. So
I was just hunting in Wyoming like a month ago, and I was terrified of grizzlies. Like, just like hearing some of the story, like my problem was I was like prying some of the guides, and it wasn't really a concern in our area.
Scaring where,
like,
yourself.
Like I shot my bear the first night, thank God. But the area we were in wasn't really known for having a ton of grizzlies. But, like, they're like, see those mountains? The other side of those, it starts getting sketchy.
Right, right. And that's – I went out with a buddy. I just went with him. I didn't have a tag. And, like, so I posted. We were going out there. Like, so a bunch of Wyoming guys were like, what unit are you going to? And they're like, no one goes there because there's so many wolves and so many fucking bears.
Oh,
like,
really?
And I was like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
So, the first night we're camped out in – and I'm assuming it was a grizzly bear. I'm not an expert, but like at one of those dead pine trees.
Yeah.
And it just starts shaking. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just after rainstorm, completely still on the mountain. And it's just snapping back and forth. And then it just snaps and breaks off like a 30 footer. And we packed up our shit and got the fuck out of there. Like, we came to the truck the rest of the time because I'm not a hero. I'm not going out this way.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know stuff about, like,
yeah.
there's critters out there that'll get you, mm-hmm. you know. But I was, we were waiting for my buddy to come off the mountain, and I was sitting there with the guide. We could see it was Ross Bigger. He was way out. You could see his headlamp coming off the mountain. Like, we had plenty of time to sit there and bullshit. We talked for like an hour waiting for Ross to hike off this mountain.
You could see him.
Yeah, we could see him from where the trail, like the trailhead road was at. And I'm like, prying too much, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, so how, what's up with the grizzlies out here, you know? And then he's kind of like not into it. And I'm like, well, what's up? You know, yeah. I'm being a douchebag.
Yeah.
I'm being a douchebag Midwestern guy.
Like, come on.
And he's like, I didn't hear some fucking stories. And he told me like three or four just like, just gruesome reality stories on like grizzly bear shit, and I'm like, oh dude, I'm terrified.
Why'd you tell me that?
Have you guys, I think the guy's name is Slide Mountain mm-hmm. in Alaska, and he's got a picture series of his dad on a snowmobile.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that one?
Yes. Yeah.
And it like, so he's like always carry or whatever, but his dad with his face ripped off.
Oh my
God. His dad lived too, right? Did he save his eyes?
It looks pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. Looks pretty good.
We had, I think it was.
but you can just see like,
oh yeah.
It's like a horror movie. It's like, make you throw up.
So there's a couple cool.
One photo on Instagram. But.
So we had a bear come through here, and Eric will talk about it because he actually went and saw it, and it was big news around here, like a bear here.
It's huge.
Which everybody was out there taking pictures, and it kind of reminded me of when we podcasted with Jim Shockey. This is right after there was a horrible attack up in this area, and you know, you want to talk about things falling on deaf ears? Guys won't speak out about bringing wolves in here. When Jim Shockey was talking about the bear population up in this one area where it's very remote, he's like, look, we need to be able to hunt these bears. And then all of a sudden everyone's like, well, we're animal lovers up here. You can't kill the bears. And the bear that they knew in that area did that. I think it killed a mother and a child, if I'm not mistaken.
A guy was out trapping and came back to the cabin, and his wife and his 10-month-old had been killed by a bear.
Yeah.
Just
British Columbia? Because they shut it down, I think.
I think so. Yeah. We did a podcast. Is it which one? 261? No, that's not it. That's a different. That's one that I was using as reference for a bad situation. You can check that episode out. You'll know exactly what the fuck we're talking about.
I can't
remember
which one Jim Shockey is, but he told us that story on the podcast.
That's so funny. I name dropped 261 because people are going to go back and look at that episode and be like, oh, shit, I see why I dropped that one. I'll find
it. Oh, damn.
I can't believe I did that. It's funny as fuck.
But hey, while you're looking at that, Eric, tell us about the Eldridge Bear.
Yeah, I mean, like, the DNR was a real skeptical about it because they were like, hey, you know, we understand this is like a tourist attraction. Like, when we went out there, there was 150 people out there.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, just leave the bear alone. Let him do his thing. Like I went out there and I saw it because I want to see a bear.
281.
You know? But there's a bunch of people acting like jackasses, yelling at it. There's a guy flying a drone 10 feet above it. And we're like, I told my wife, I'm like, all right, it's time to go. It's time to go because these people are fucking idiots.
Yeah, we're about to see something.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's pacing back and forth. You can tell he wants to cross the road, but no one's getting out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And like the cops had to come in, shut the road down, move everyone back,
and then it finally crossed
to the road. Let him like give him space to cross the road, or else he just would have paced back and forth all night long.
The Jim Shockey podcast where we talk about that is episode 281. You can see how I got that mixed up. Mm-hmm. If you're real curious to know who we were talking about earlier, that podcast is 261, and we'll just let you. That's the birth of why I own the name of what I mentioned on the podcast last week. Have fun with that. Okay, let's chip through the fucking questions. Do some podcast Illuminati work there with all that. this is funny. Fried mayonnaise. This is social media / listener write-ins. Fried mayonnaise balls at the Iowa State Fair. That's all it says. There's no question.
I never had them.
I never heard about them.
I've seen the butter cow. That's it.
Never heard of them.
They fry everything there, but I've never had the fried.
They always do that every year. Okay, it's like,
here's the next one. Naming deer. I'm sorry, I can't stand that. I'm not against it, but don't name everything.
Don't name everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Like have a reason to name it,
and like don't just come up with it like just a generic name of, oh, we're gonna name this one like Crusher or something. You know. Yeah. Like,
we had, and I remember we did this, and I brought up like, we should do this, and for a while we were naming all our deer rappers. That's just pretty hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you think the most common name is when people name a deer?
Like
the Big Ten.
Think so?
The Tall Time Ten.
Like,
there's a lot of Big Eight bruisers out there, or like something along, like Tank or something like that.
Oh, yeah, right? Tank.
And don't get me wrong, I 100% named deer.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not against it.
For like, keep track.
The ones you're after.
Like for the, and I'm assuming that was from a Western hunter, but like, and I don't, I like, mm-hmm. I remember who, I can't remember who asked it, but like,
he looks fairly Western.
You like, just so everyone knows, like, you get 1,000 trail camera pictures of deer here. And so when you're telling your buddies about it or someone else, it's easier to just reference the name of the deer and then they'll remember it.
Yeah.
True.
That's why a lot of them get named. But like, it's just gotten out of control now.
R.I.P. Chief Keef.
The split. Yeah. This goes back here. Please talk about how Onyx is ruining public land. Is he just saying because of ease of finding public land?
So. I believe so because it's super accessible on there, right?
That's I mean, it's a bad thing if you had your secret spot that's now being infiltrated by people who didn't know about it before.
Yeah.
But what else? I mean, how else would Onyx ruin it?
I'm assuming that's the only, like, they just don't like the pressure that it's brought into certain areas.
Yeah. That makes sense. I get that to a point.
There's a lot of hidden spots in Iowa that people don't really go to.
Onyx has made it more accessible, it's but public. The Iowa DNR website has had that. That's public record for
but it's way
years.
Websites but now it's invented. Way like all they have to do is go on an app on their phone.
Yeah. Right, you know, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Onyx has made it more accessible, but Iowa DNR has had that for fucking years.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Right. And it's
it's also people, public.
Yeah, so yeah, like you said.
It's literally a map you pull up and you can zoom in on the shit like Onyx.
You can buy that little almanac thing too.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we had when I was a kid. Yep. You know, it was an almanac. It was like an atlas or not.
It was a map. I think it was an atlas is what it was called, but yeah.
And it showed every public ground of where
Illinois book that they put it over. It's just listed there. You know, you can see where they're all at.
Right.
Next one. Is it a rite of passage to kill a buck and say, it's not the biggest in the woods?
That goes back to, I think people have started saying that because you get so many fucking... Oh, did I just...
Steve.
Pop on the mic.
Well, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, good job, Steve.
Dummy.
Way to ruin it.
Sorry, I told you we were seeing that door.
That does go back to like what you're saying. to what you were saying earlier, like, you know, shoot a first buck. You couldn't kill the bigger one.
Yeah.
I think that's all just... the only reason why people say that is like social media bullshit.
Yeah, or like on the same line as that is the guys that are like, well, he's a mature deer, but like if you've watched enough hunting shows or like killed enough deer, you're like, this is not a mature deer. Like, you know what I mean?
It's 130 inch, three and a half.
Just say like, I just like the way he looks, so I shot him. You know,
I just like to shoot deer.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, and it's just their way of trying to justify.
They would do better with people if there's like, dude, I couldn't pass him, man. I was itching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I get that.
I think that's why everybody loves Kip Campbell. Do you like Kip Campbell?
I don't know if I know.
Oh, okay, you don't watch hunting shows.
I had to stop watching them.
That's fair.
No,
like you guys know this. There's some that you guys probably liked a lot before you started finding out more about them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I would say Kip's up there with some of mine. I'm a bone collector, real tree, like road trips guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Kip's in there with that circle. I would say like he's a legit guy, and I've met the dude a couple times in person, had some conversations with him, and he's been great every time.
Okay.
Like, I was like, damn, this guy's fucking sweet.
Like, yeah, he'd be like
entertaining as fuck.
No offense, Kip. No offense. I don't watch that show, so don't get mad at me, Kip.
Well, he's one of those guys that's like, I couldn't let that deer live. He's like, I know I got a show to film. He's like, you guys want to see a big deer, but I couldn't let it pass.
Yeah, yeah. unless you're like my neighbor who is... like gets caught up and shoots all the like 3.5 and 4 year olds that look good.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? They look good. And then he'll go in and then he'll just bitch to everyone else. Like, there's no big deer. I'm like, well, if you wouldn't shoot every fucking buck.
Yeah. Right.
Like, there's a turning point. Yeah. Right?
Like you've literally sterilized the area for a couple of years. Thank you.
There's a turning point. A couple of these I can't read, which is, they're hilarious. Thank you. What's the beer of choice at deer camp? For us, it's always Busch Light.
Busch Light. It's been like that since I was fucking 10.
Yeah,
you've been drinking since you were 10.
Yep.
I think that's the Midwest. I think it's Coors Light out west though.
Yeah, the Rockies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just because it's got a mountain on the can.
Probably. Yeah, it's a silver bullet.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. I mean, do your thing.
Which is weird because it's a taller can.
It's skinnier. They
have to because they have smaller hands.
Oh, so it's tall. Good point.
Skinny. They're like a Michelob of Ultra.
Yeah, they drink some smaller cans. So their hands
they're drinking Ultras now for sure.
They drink it by putting their whole mouth around it.
Hold on. Though, but like these guys got to be superhumans though, because I'm thinking about it now. Like everybody's shooting 90 pounds out there, and if they're only 5'5", pulling back 90 pounds, these are some fucking animals,
it's like
dude.
A 13-inch draw.
I was going to say 23-inch draw.
Yeah,
13-inch.
It's like they can probably bench 400 pounds because they're going 6 inches. this, you know?
That's fucked up. I hope. God, we are never going to get invited out west.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
If you guys are offended by this, come on, man. You got.
Just drink your Michelob Ultra.
Dude, I'm a fat fuck. Go ahead. Tear me up. I'm 5'9 and 219 now.
That's what I always say. Like, I eat like shit. I do not have the physique that I used to, you know? But I also
in this room does.
This is like, but also, I'm not going to dedicate my entire life to working out three times a day and counting my calories to have a six-pack. Like, hey, get a personality. Yeah. Chicks like personality.
Side note, before we can get to the next question real quick, does Mr. Make Mr. Make Hunting Great Again like Casey's?
Yeah, it's the best.
Fucking right.
It's the best. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is my favorite one.
Okay.
Your secret huntress crush.
God damn it. I'm not ready for this one.
I know.
I'm not ready for this one, Doug says.
Okay, so like, do we have to do like a follower count or just someone in the industry?
Well, okay, so this is where I get confused on this because there's
he's looking him up right now.
I got to think of someone like the ones we were already talking about.
Do I need to pull up my DMs?
Here's the thing, because you have a mix. Like if we had to break them down into like categories. So you have your chicks that are like blatantly fake all across the board and nobody likes them. They're doing it just for the clout of social media game and following and whitening their teeth with that fucking UV shit. Yeah. And then you have the halfway girls.
I haven't seen that lately, though. They're not pushing that as much
anymore. They're running out of budget.
The lower end ones probably still are, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're cheaper. You have your like halfway ones that are kind of like they mix it up with those Instagram chicks, but they're legit. Like they're doing it. So you're kind of like, ah, yeah, they're cool. What I get it a little bit. And then you have your chicks that like nobody knows about, but they are on Instagram and they're legit. So who are we talking about here? Do you know what I mean? Like, because if you say one name, I don't want to have the listeners assume that I think that they're a phony.
Okay. I got one, and this is going to be a hot topic because I'm pretty sure their entire brand unfollowed the page. Okay.
Because
a couple of their pro staffers were on for a lot of likes, and I go hard on them.
Hey,
so it's just like,
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, like your career is really taking off after being on the Outdoor Channel.
Oh yeah,
I
love it.
Dude, look up, and I don't if you can get it. I think her name is Kimberly Rogers.
I don't never even heard.
See,
of her.
See, but this is a Southern girl. And this is not me being creepy because she's probably way too young. Okay, so it's just I'm just saying like one of those like sneaky though, like she'd sneak up on you. I think that's her name.
Okay,
they're all creeping on their phones right now, guys.
I'm trying to find her.
Oh, she's got a man. Oh, that's her dad.
See, she
likes older men.
To me, she doesn't look like
not a huntress,
like sold out.
No.
She looks respectable.
Okay, so we got to go full on sold out.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Okay, that's a fair one. Like,
okay, and to DSG, you guys all unfollow the page, so you got that's a free promo for you. Okay,
DSG,
and I don't think I didn't notice. And I still have all the DMs, so fuck you guys. I'm kidding.
So we might get unfollowed.
I'll get hateful. All right, if I have to.
No, hate. I don't care. Hey.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
You know who my Instagram huntress crush is, and I don't know her, and I consider her to be like one of the halfway ones.
Okay.
Like not really in a negative way. Sydney Wells,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Illinois product. I can see that.
Right.
Yeah. Fair. The slot master's daughter.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, first of all, how horrifying is that?
Yeah.
Terrifying.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, that's a tough one because there's so many variables to that question.
Yeah. Should we go, like, full on, like, huntresses?
Like, sold out?
Gosh.
Okay.
I don't even know if I want to say their names on here.
I'll name names. I don't give a
fuck. Okay, you go first.
Then we're all like, I don't want to give anybody attention.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
She was very nice, and I got nothing negative to say about her. I think the world of her.
You're in love, aren't you?
He's like, Mike's going to try her.
Dude, all right,
he's going to simp out here.
We were at ATA like 2 years ago, and it was like the final night. We were actually staying. So it was the third night of ATA, and we were at this bar with the McDaniels. And Kristen goes, hey, nice booty, girl. So I automatically look like I'm a pig. I don't care. And it was this chick, and Kristen gave me the lowdown. She's good shit. Her name's Alex Templeton. And I go up to her, and I was like, what's up, ladies? Like, there was a group of the most gorgeous women I've ever seen in my life. And Josh McDaniel's there.
Jeez,
and
easy, bro.
he knows me right away.
Missouri girl.
And dude, I'm like, I'm coming in. I'm like, I'm coming in hot. I was like, how you doing, pumpkin?
You didn't say that. You fucking liar.
Yes, no, because then.
You said that to Kristen, maybe.
No, I said it to her. And then Josh goes, careful. She's like my sister. I go, well, be careful, buy your sister a drink. And she just looked at me and she goes, oh, honey, you can't. It was something like, you can't get the drinks that I want. And then just like stone faced me and it was like looked right at me and goes, like she wanted me to respond and she called my bluff and I'm like, shit, all right. I'm walking up.
First of all, I think she only dates sick of people. So like you are out.
See,
I'm sorry.
I had a lot of respect.
Sick kid keeps it in the family.
Bro, I shot my shot.
You gotta buy one of them jackets.
Let's move on.
Are we moving on? We still got two more.
No, I mean, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Eric?
Which one are we going with here? Like super.
I guess it's, it don't matter. Just like chick on Instagram.
That's
at this
fair.
Point.
That's fair. That was. Yeah, I'd say that's. Yeah, that's more middle of the road. That's not like the full on shout out country big cute country girls page girl. She's not.
She's like a legit rancher and shit. Like that's like her.
No, the one run in I had actually got us a phone call from Chase. Is how we started that relationship. I don't know. Have you never heard that story?
We'll circle back. We got time.
Our listeners know that story.
Our listeners, we'll tell you that after. Okay. Everybody's heard that hundreds of times. We'll tell you that later.
Shout out Chase Trayer, Iowa.
Yeah, what's
the
up?
The City of Stairs or something, I think, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm gonna
I think that's what
the
fucking sign says. Sorry.
City of Stairs.
It's like the stair.
I mean, I probably would have said Sydney Wells also because she is beautiful, but I'll go with Hannah Barron.
Hannah Barron.
Oh, classic. You like the handpickers, okay? The noodlers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her
accent.
Can't understand.
I think it's the accent.
Yeah, but it's sexy.
She took like Cole Wetzel out noodling. I'm like, okay, Cole's kind of cool. The chick she took out before that, and they're media producers for a different coffee company, is what it is. The one chick, though, I have a huge crush on because they made a video game character out of her in Call of Duty. Alex Zadra. So she's the chick in Call of Duty, and she was like she's a professional gamer, but she went out with another chick, and they're like posting it, and I think Cohen was like filming it, and I was like, that's the chick I have a crush on noodling. I'm like, well, great. Well, she's okay. I don't know that she hunts her a whole lot, but she's a video gamer.
I don't think
gamer.
She's a big hunter.
No.
She's into guns, though.
That doesn't count, then.
But it doesn't count. But I'm like, man, they were together, and there's a connection. But
Eric's trying to find somebody.
He's like, I don't know.
It's tough.
We're trying to buy time.
I don't really follow him or anything. You
can't
all
go Sydney Wells.
You see him? Well, you see him all because you see all the people send you messages of the hate shit. Stuff.
I mean, there's a. I'm trying to think. There's a few, and I'm just trying to think, but I don't know. Like, if I said names, then people would look them up, and there's ones that I'd straight up not give them attention at all.
Okay.
Like, there's some, too, that I can picture, but I don't know their name.
God, I'm trying to think of that, too. That's all on my ATA. I got nothing.
Oh, hey. I know one huntress that has a crush on me. Apparently, she said it.
Zero. Who?
I think her name's Allison.
Rauscher?
Just fuck the Rauscher. I'm screwing the guys.
She has a crush on you?
Damn, no, God, bro. No. She's smart. She doesn't have a crush on me. She's smarter than that.
But name the one huntress that... showed up to ATA and she didn't look anything like she does on her Instagram account.
Oh.
And
what?
And post pictures from like 3 years ago and because she got so big. And all she does is and all okay. she doesn't work. And so
you know what she's talking about? You know what he's talking about, Steve?
Hold on, should we move on from this?
This will get us in trouble.
This is a private conversation. This is a private conversation. I think I know who you're talking about. This is a private conversation.
we're going to move on to that one. I missed.
So we got three Sydney Wells.
I said Hannah Barron.
You picked Sydney Wells?
Eric never said anybody.
No, I didn't.
You didn't say anybody?
No, I mean, there's a lot of faces I know that I just can't think of their names.
Say Liberty Austin. Because she had the eye patch on for Lover Likes.
Okay, that one.
She's cool guy. I feel like you should just pull up the for Lover Likes like all the seasons, and we'll pick the best one.
That would be really funny.
And we'll be like, wow,
just you need Steve work on that.
Yeah, you gain followers after being on the Outdoor Channel.
That's a fun question. This is one I didn't understand until like us conversating about it earlier. Is it possible for Ben O'Brien to not mention that he's talking to a vegan philosopher?
Oh. Wowzers. Who brought that guy?
I will tell you right now, no one loves to name drop people more than Ben O'Brien.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this guy.
He's just a super douche.
Okay, I'll look him
That's
up.
That's all anybody needs to know. And
That's
I
it.
Know, I don't even know who that is.
And if you get this...
this is funny. I'd like to know more about getting whitetail fit. It looks intense. Can regular guys do it? That's pretty funny.
Whitetail fit is this room, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, what is whitetail fit? Is that a joke? It's like we just drink beer and get fucked up. And
like yeah. Everyone out west just assumes that we drive to our tree stands in our four-wheelers and then crawl up in our elevated hunting blinds. You know what I mean? That's yeah. all they think. Yeah, yeah. Everything that you see on TV is what, like, they think that's all whitetail hunting is. Like,
hey,
you don't walk at all.
That's fair to a point. Whitetail hunting, you can choose your own adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like you can any type of hunting, but especially whitetail hunting. Choose your own adventure. How fat do you want to get?
There's limits on tree stands, so just so people know.
Yeah, so you got to be like, careful about that. That's about it.
I'm pushing the boundary.
Keep it under that 300-pound mark, and you're safe. We already talked about BHA and the Mediator crew fooling people into supporting gun control groups. That was one. Okay, someone, and we already talked about this, but I'm gonna just read it anyway because this is what the people needed to hear, apparently. Keep hitting on why BHA is shady as fuck, unless you're tired of talking about it. here's a good one. Do fat-ass whitetail hunters have the ability to butt-chug mountain ops as fast as a U-tard?
I think the only people taking mountain ops in the Midwest are people that get a discount on mountain ops. And honestly, if you are using it as an actual workout supplement, go somewhere else and buy better shit. Okay?
Like, I will tell you this. I don't have a word in the game on supplements on this. But I talked to a dude that we're all good friends with and I highly respect, and mm-hmm. he is very in shape. And then one time I was just like, hey, is that Mountain Ops good stuff? Do you use that, whatever? He goes, it's honestly the shit they sweep off the floor off GNC and put it in a tub.
I will give a shout out to an actual good company that, like, it's all in house. Is Warrior Fuel. Mm-hmm. And the dude's a hunter. He's a short dude.
Really?
From Utah. But he's stacked. Like, free. Yeah.
Yeah, throwing them short, don't you?
Yeah. And it's okay. I'm calling him short. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
But he's also like one of those dudes whose shoulders are as wide as he is tall, and he's fucking juiced.
You know, really? I had a buddy who lives in Iowa. He's not a hunter, but he was using Bomar supplements. I'm like, that's cool that these guys are branching out. Like, I'm never.
The thing is, I don't know anything about that, but I have heard they're almost bigger in that industry than they are.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Yeah, but she's getting dropped by, I mean, more than one company lately.
Oh, just really?
Because of her interactions on social media.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because she's not stepping down and
just not.
Apparently, we don't need to go deep on that.
Like, just not a good person.
Okay, that's fine.
And I won't say, like I said, I just don't like Josh because he posts douchey shit on Instagram. And, like, but he's probably a really nice guy. And I've heard that he's a really nice guy from multiple people.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you post douchey shit on Instagram, that's what I'm going to judge you from.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
That's true.
And people want to call me an asshole because I say mean shit online. That's fair.
Fair. Yeah. I have not met Josh, but I will tell you that I don't watch a lot of hunting shows, but I've skipped through some of their videos. They pop up a lot. And I've liked some of the things I've seen from them. And I know that you ripped on. Hold on.
Uh oh. It's going in the drawer.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Shit.
This product right here, I know that
you've ripped on. Oh, my God. Oh, you set me up.
What is it?
Is this what you're talking about? The dumbest shit.
Here's the thing. I have in my hand a Bomar nose button, and I bought this, and I'll tell you why I bought it. But I'll tell you why I know it's easy as fuck to make fun of.
I thought you were just kidding the other day when you said you actually ordered one.
No, I fucking bought one. So here's the thing. I use a brass knock as a kisser.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's interesting, because I do notice sometimes, especially with my facial hair, that I can't always feel my kisser. It's a little brass knock. It's not an actual kisser button, so it's a lot smaller.
It's hard to find it sometimes.
It's hard to find it, and I find myself pressing on my face real hard with my string. So then I was looking at other options, and I see on Levi Morgan's like Bow Life deal. He's like, oh, this is the deal. So I look it up, and I'm like, I'll try it. Something chewed on it and ripped out the, like, it's all, I can't use it. Like, something chewed on it.
Trash.
So I can't use it. But I saw your post about
the
what'd you call it? The boner button?
Yeah, I think it was a story. Like, I shared it as a story, but it was just a little dildo.
Yeah.
Dildo
on it. Oh, yeah, the boner button.
I had that on the table because, like, the studio table here is like a catch all for when I buy stuff. And then I was like, oh, dude, I'm gonna put that in the drawer and just be like,
just fucking trap me.
There
so you can't even use that thing?
So there's two of them in there. and one was all like chewed, like something literally like a mouse or something chewed it out of the package. And then I have
you only got one.
Yeah, I have this one.
I think that's factory.
And I think it just fell out of the package when I lifted it up.
So, let me see it.
What kind of packaging?
Dude, they got the fucking swole ass mice chewing through shit. Dude, they're trying to get their protein too.
They've been taking the pre workout.
It just fell out of the package.
Dude, I thought that's where you
open it and it just fell out.
Yeah,
it's right here. I thought that's where you punched a hole and like took the product out of there.
It's right here. It's right here.
Look at the little mice dumbbells that fell out of
this. This is a good advertisement for quality packaging.
You know. So this is angled. I don't know if it's angled for the pitch on your string.
Angle for your nose.
Or if it's been chewed on. The other one, so there's two sizes. You get a big one and a small one. The big one is completely chewed apart. I don't know, man. I probably can't even put that on my string. It's all chewed to shreds.
Send it back. Ask them for some pre-workout.
I don't even know if that's worth putting it back in an envelope and shipping back.
I didn't know they moved to Iowa.
Anyway, that just...
That's not around, not close to us, right?
Isn't that funny?
No.
Yeah.
God.
No.
Thank God. I don't want to run into them at fucking Casey's.
Dude.
Well, with those physiques, they're not stopping at Casey's. They don't go to Casey's.
There's a ton of BHA stuff like, that we've already talked about. Dude, a ton.
Dude, we go to the Hy-Vee grocery gas stations.
Dude, the fresh, fucking fresh to go.
Hy-Vee fresh.
See, like, dude, I'm just skipped over a pile of, like, going on Mountain Ops.
That's the most, a lot of that. Like,
we'll talk about the death of the Meat Eater brand's legitimacy.
We're passing the thing around like show and
wait,
tell.
There's one on there. I don't know if it's on the screenshot. And I'm not going to name the names, guys, because I'm thinking it'll sue me. But what are you guys' thoughts? And you guys have your own merch.
Yeah.
Have you ever put one of your own quotes on your T-shirts?
Yeah.
Like a full quote.
So one of our buddies, Austin Chandler, Big Butt Killer's on. He said something like, "Hey, you can't trip into a 150. It takes a little bit of effort." Right. And we made a T-shirt called "You Can't Trip into a 150."
Yeah.
Well, in the fucking scroll patch.
Patch. Go shoot your bow, like shit like that.
Maybe more
moments from an episode. Not like the
whole back is like motivational quotes.
Oh yeah.
No.
Like random.
Okay, because there's Upland Jesus is what the people call him online. Okay, and I can't dive into it because.
Okay, I truly don't know, but I need to talk about
that because the bird hunters that listen to this and someone from the page will probably follow it. Like the dude's straight trash, and they all hate him. And then he's like, "Oh, I got all these haters coming after me." Like he was bragging about going to do a photo shoot with a brand. Well, everyone blew up that brand's Instagram with pictures he's taken and all this shit that he's done, and they dropped him the same day. So can you imagine within 24 hours, you announce online that your lifelong dream is like your dream is to do a photo shoot with a company, and you know, follow your dreams, kids. Like, I finally made it. I'm doing a photo shoot with a company. And then, like, within 12 hours, it's fucking gone. Oh, I was like, it's, like, poetic.
Though. Wait, are you trying to make a quote of this dude?
Put it on his shirt? He puts his own quotes on his shirt.
Like, on, like, a fart in
the wind. Hold back. I'll send it to you.
Okay. We've never done it like that.
Who does that?
That's a little
extreme. You know what I mean?
I feel the same way when I see someone that has like a tattoo on their ribs and it's like an entire script of something. I'm like, man, that's just too much to read for a tattoo, you know?
What would you think if we actually did that, though?
I would have still sat in.
That's fair. Because then we had to shit.
I said what I said.
What if you guys like launched into like this whole like, you know, like.
We should find one of my worst.
You got to work hard and, you know.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
You put the time in and just long. And then. You put that quote, and then you put your name underneath the quote.
On your own shirt. Yeah. It's like having a band. I mean, maybe people could look at us like the podcast, like wearing our own podcast tees, but it's like having a band and wearing your own band tee. That just seems a little different to me. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, this is my company. I wear my company hat.
That's true. Okay, never mind. Scratch that. Because we wear our own podcast shit.
I'm about to blow you up. Yeah, what is that right company now. Called? No.
Me too. If anybody in Eastern Iowa needs epoxy flooring done, dive in my DMs. We'll travel to Illinois if it's big enough.
Man, some of these I want to read, but they're just
too much.
They're too much, which I appreciate that. Like I want to read them, but there's just a line. Flatlanders gaining elevation. That's hilarious.
In my experience, and let me just say this. It was not the walking up a hill that was tough. It was you can't breathe at all. And they're like, you guys are so ashamed. I was like,
There's no air to breathe.
Our lungs are not initiated this.
We're not used to it.
Yeah,
that's fair.
But they can't handle the humidity around here, so fuck them.
Well, then you say that, and then you're going to have 100 people from Texas being like, you think you got humidity up there? You should come down here to Texas.
Bullshit.
Like,
you guys don't have that kind of fucking corn down there.
You could argue with them about They'd argue with them, like, you think you get snow up there? You should see when it snows in Texas. Like, yeah. They say shit like that.
Yeah. Snow in East Texas. Snows. Like, shut up, Whiskey Myers. Yeah. I'm tired of hearing this fucking snow.
It snows a quarter inch, and they shut the whole state down.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
here's another
school
one.
For a week.
Why are social media... I mean, this is the same thing, kind of. Why are social media douchebags worshipped and defended for their stupidity? Kind of talked about
get
that.
The, yeah.
Yeah, we covered
there's that. It's funny that the trend is, like, it's so BHA.
It's probably just because of that recent post.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Apparently people want to hear about that shit, you know? Speed or comfort?
I'm a comfort guy.
Comfort for sure.
And let me just say this, because I've been thinking about this and I was going to post about it, but I'll say it on here first, is I think these chicks that are getting aftermarket bolt-ons put on need to invest that money in braces. You should be required to get braces before you get...
There's like a checklist?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
damn.
Fix your teeth before you get your boobs fixed. That's all I'm saying, girls. Okay? Like, that should be your requirement.
Okay, it's like check mark.
It's like your, like, 100,000-mile service.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you got to work up to that. Like, if you're going to take care of yourself...
You got a list, get 1 through fucking 10.
Yeah. Get that grill fixed. Invisalign is not that expensive. And then invest in a good pair of boobs.
Hey, they can get them fuckers whitened real quick, though.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm a funny fucking dude, but chicks don't find me funny because, you know, I'm funny. And
well, I've heard your openers. Like, in there. I've heard your openers.
They're bad. They're bad. I don't get a whole lot of chicks to smile, but I get chicks to take their shirts off. So you're wrong on that because they don't smile when they see me. They're just like, I guess I got to.
I know, but if
he whined and dined me, it's all right.
My thing is, and this is just me thinking about dumb shit, okay? But it's like, if you're going to get your boobs done before you get your teeth fixed, you're doing it for attention, not to feel better about yourself.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, let's dive into that. Let's have that conversation.
let's go right now. How much time we have?
I'm just saying.
I've been on the road a lot. I got weird stuff going through my head.
Let me transfer to this.
Well, give me another beer, Steve.
Yeah, give me one, too.
I got you, guys.
Because if we're going down, dude, we're going to dive
into this is a rabbit hole we didn't see coming.
We're not going to dive too deep into that, right?
We're going down the burial mounds, boys.
But I try to think about, like, we say some controversial stuff, you know, especially when we get drinking a few beers, and that's how it is, right? And we'll say some shit that might be, like, we got to bring back the unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, segment, for sure.
Which we can bring it back right now. But that stuff, we get a lot of people, like, messaging and, like, not necessarily, like, attacking us, but negative. Like, hey, and we have had some fuck you guys type messages. But I feel like that's probably all. I'm sure you get a lot of people agreeing with you and messaging you. But is there a lot of just, like, blatant just fuck you messages?
Sometimes. Sometimes you're like, well, you're just, like, the biggest thing is, you're just jealous. Or if I post about, like, a chick, well, like, for instance, a popular person we recently talked about posts on our page, probably just mad because, like, wouldn't give him the time of day, you know, type deal. And I'm like, you're married. I'm not attracted to you. Don't post that shit. Like, I'm not – it's not, like, to get shot down by a date. Let's be honest. Who really wants to date an Instagram famous person? Like,
not a good time.
Oh, fair.
Steve. Yeah, fair. Yeah. I raise my hand.
Fair. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, that's – like, it's never been, like, a jealousy thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about
there's
that.
Nothing to be jealous of.
Right, right. Yeah. It's like, okay, you have a – like, and that's the main thing I get is you're just jealous of their attention. I'm like, I would never want that kind of attention.
Oh. Have dudes constantly messaging your girlfriend all the time.
Fuck, you are not a simp.
And you're not in any of the pictures?
You're just that weird guy in the background.
It's like your anniversary for your wedding. Nothing.
Yeah, or the best is, like, they don't even announce that they're engaged.
Oh,
and they don't even post wedding pictures because, like, it'll be viewed bad by their followers. And it's like, so you want dudes saying, hey, beautiful, in your comments, and then, like, God knows what's in the DMs.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, man. I sent some weird shit, too. I'm not judging, but I'm just saying.
You've been chirping.
You don't even drink.
Kids got a piece on them.
I'm living in chirp next to them. Like, how do you... And the biggest trend that I was pissed off about during the whole quarantine was all these Instagram huntresses that I followed didn't start OnlyFans accounts. And I'm pissed off about it to this day. But you got to imagine, there's chicks out there that their husbands are filming that for them.
I have a question for you.
What's up?
How much money a month do you spend on OnlyFans accounts?
No, I found a hack on YouTube, but I don't spend shit on that.
All right, let me have that afterwards.
I got you, dude.
Let me get that,
like,
bro.
Dude, it was like some dude in India. He posted that. I'm like, great. And now you get unlimited access, and it's amazing.
The best is, like, one of the
easy. Take us down.
Yeah. Sorry, boys.
Get on but you, can bro. You about all the information?
Can you imagine that, though? Like, your boyfriend's filming that? But it's the same as, like, those chicks on the boats.
Splitting profit.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, like, and then you hear, like, the interviews and stuff, and they're like, well, you know, like, we're in this together. I'm like, you're just holding fish, and your boyfriend's taking pictures of you.
Like, she's got to right. be, like, dude, like...
For all we know, the boyfriend's catching him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm assuming for 80% that's the case.
Look too. At all these simps in my DMs. How much money can we make off them? I mean, it's a brilliant strategy. I wish I had a girl that was that.
Business plan.
You know, that's what I need to strive for. I need to get a chick that's way out of my league that no one's going to believe that we're together, and then we make money and together. And we're a power couple.
Well, here, I want to go back to the page because I do feel you're doing, and no matter what anybody thinks, I do think you're doing great work. Mm-hmm. I do. I love it. Okay. I think it's fucking hilarious. I'm not going to lie. For a little bit, I was like, man, my head's just sometimes a little negative tone. But then, like, looking at the bigger picture, I'm like, you're doing good work, but you're doing it the man's way. You're doing it the, like, I don't give a fuck way. Here's right. how I feel about it. If you don't like it, fuck you. It's great. Do you... I got so into that, like, I didn't know where I was, like, gonna go with it, but, like,
got emotional for a minute.
I did. I was like, man, like, I feel the power. Do you feel that, like, you've kind of somehow taken a responsibility to have to call out certain things? Because like, I'm sure people come to you with things like, hey, look at this shit.
Most of the stuff that I post now is, like, most of my DMs are people sending me in stuff.
Yeah.
So before, like, in the early days, it was just me seeing something stupid, and it went to, but sometimes, like, I'll take a couple weeks off because it's a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It,
right.
Like, even if they're not chirping at me, they're hating on, like, constantly. And, like, somebody's like, well, this is my ex-girlfriend. Like, you should roast her, or you need to roast this guy. I'm like, that's not even on my fucking
radar. Yeah, radar.
You know, like,
right.
And so you get a lot of that where it, like, sometimes you just have to step away because it's a lot. And even, like, the comment battles, like, sometimes I'm bored, I'll dive in, you know?
Yeah.
And but sometimes I'll just do it to just straight fuck with people. Like, yeah. One guy was like, give me your address, I'm coming to your house, because I just kept fucking with him. like the long troll or whatever, like the long game, you know, like where you just keep fucking with them. Like just saying like little stuff, and it's like you can figure out what triggers people. It's pretty easy. But
push your buttons just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. That's not like some of it's just pure entertainment for me. So
right. Yeah, but you're honest about it. Like I get that. I kind of used to be on social, like the stir the pot guy a little bit, because like I have strong opinions and maybe unpopular opinions, we'll go with that, and everyone's always got something to say about it. Like I made a post about Whisker Biscuits. I was joking. I shot a Whisker Biscuit forever. But everyone's like, act like I was dead nuts serious, like fuck Whisker Biscuits, which I didn't believe that. That post has had more comments on it than any post I've ever, and that was on my personal page.
But who didn't start, like, did everyone here start with a Whisker Biscuit?
Yeah. I did.
Yep.
I did. My, like, yeah. You know, I get why they make fun of them, you know, but it's still like when you're a young archer, like that's, I mean, there's enough shit to think about. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the rest. Like, and that's the thing. Even after like stating that, like, but yeah, like I don't matter what you do, you're a fucking asshole now on the internet. But yeah, it's just interesting because I can imagine people come with you like, hey, look at this like shit.
All the time.
But you kind of sort of signed up for that, I guess.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
For sure. And that's why like I'll just turn off all notifications on Instagram. Or I'll log out of them for like a week and just be like, fuck, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fair. That's a good idea, probably. So,
but you seem like a really smart guy. And at first, obviously, when you're coming up with the shit, you're throwing it out. Whenever somebody sends you stuff, and you kind of touched on this earlier, but like how deep really do you dive into it? You're like, I see this accusation. I mean, have you figured out the routes where you're like, okay, apparently this happened in Utah. Now I got to go figure out how to navigate.
Kind of do
the,
your homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, how to navigate that county where it's at, find the court records.
Because it has to be public. It has to be public knowledge. Like, it has to be posted online to other than, like, I've kind of turned into a junkyard lawyer because they'll be
the
like,
junkyard
well,
lawyer.
Like, because a lot of them will threaten you. Be like, okay, well, that's defamation, that's slander, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
yeah.
So 3 years now, and I say shit that people shouldn't say online sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Like, we agree with that.
Yeah.
Have not been sued yet. Like, I know the limits that I can push because of that. So, the most part, like, yeah.
If it's
factual, they can't. And it's like, okay, do you want to have that battle? Do you want all – because I'll fucking – our lawyer's expensive. Yeah. We had to get one because they shut us down. But it's like, I'll subpoena your entire fucking DMs. And do you want all that shit out? You know?
Oof,
like,
right. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
It's like, take it easy, man.
Like, but it's like, but I also know, like, I can't post fake shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't just make some shit up about Steve and post a bunch of fake shit about Steve.
And that'd be fucking hilarious, but you can't do it.
Right, but it's still fucked up. Like, I wouldn't do that. Like, if there's dumb shit, I'll post it. But, like, the poaching stuff you always have to find. Because, like,
you have to go back and do your research on
it. Yeah, yeah. Because that was, like, post the charges, and then you can post a conviction. And you can say whatever you want. Because those, essentially, if you have an Instagram account and you're on TV or a YouTube channel, you're a public figure.
Yeah.
So you are, like, exempt, like...
You signed up for it.
Yeah, exactly. So they can't, for the most part, as long as it's not outlandish, made-up bullshit, they can't do anything because you signed up for that. Like, if you want that fame, well, guess what comes with it? Yeah. And a lot of them are like, well, you're just a hater. It's like, no, you just can't take criticism, you know? That's part of it.
That's very fair to a point, too. And it's funny, like, that. There's so many just weird areas there. You learn a lot once stuff like that starts popping off because, like, in... This game, you know, if you had a company and Eric had a company and Doug had a company and I knew you guys mixed it up with one dude that was 100% caught up in some shit and I called you guys like, hey, so, you know, because if you found out that I knew about some shit and I didn't tell you guys, wouldn't you be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, why did you let my brand go down with this? You knew about the whole time? What are you?
You would hope they'd do that, but I think it's just so, like.
Cutthroat?
It's like a big fucking high school. You know what I mean?
It is. It is.
And, like, you guys have seen that because
we all been there.
Dude. Yeah.
This last year, eyes have been opened so much.
Yeah. And it's just, like, who's popular? Like, look at – just, like, let's just talk. We were all here when the Whitetail boom happened, right? Everybody had a fucking TV show or everybody was trying to film a TV show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yep. And then everybody's buying up ground in Illinois, Pike County, the Golden Triangle, Southeast Iowa. Land prices went from nothing to you can't hardly get anything that's going to be a return on an income. And now the big push, like – Instagram mainly, but a lot of that is the Western hunting. But it's like those brands are pushing Western hunting, the epic outdoor adventure, etc. But all you're doing is bringing more and more people out there. Your draw, like to draw tags, is going to be way less. And like I, for some of the stuff, like I get it, but like I get wanting fame, but all you're doing is inviting more people. Like I don't even post pictures on my personal Instagram of bucks that I kill hardly.
Yeah,
like or anybody that I know. Like we'll have a couple in the group chat, but most of the part they don't go out because next year you have how many tree stands on your balance.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, I
right.
just had that conversation. It's funny you bring that up. And I don't know if it was on a podcast or not, like recently. In my experience might be a little different. I haven't hunted out west a ton, but I feel like where I have hunted, I don't feel that like neighbor jealousy competition. I mean, I've been hunted a lot in public when I go, but like whitetail's just, that's my deer. Fuck that guy. He's hunting over here, man. You got permission there. Fuck you, dude. Oh, you killed a buck there. Now I'm hunting here and you're off. Like that is the only thing that makes me sick of like the Midwest and whitetails and stuff. Yeah. It's like everybody claims ownership of that's my deer. And it's like, no, it's not.
One of the, I believe one of the greatest pages battling that is Pike County Trophy Doe Hunters. I don't know if you know those guys. I don't know if they're going to be active anymore. I think those guys are. I thought one of the guys was
scheduled for a podcast.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought one of the guys was getting shipped out. Dude, it is fucking hilarious. These guys, like, they're in Pike County, and they're like, bro, fuck those bucks. I'm really shooting does. Yeah. And it's like, one of the
You know they have Team 200, the show? There's a Instagram page. I think we follow them. Team 120.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I had a hat. My head's so big, it's hard to find fitted hats that fit. And there's a t-shirt company, and they had a bunch of leftover slow pitch hats. And I think that they just never picked them up, but it said Team 220 on it. And so, like, I was...
Oh, because 220 feet, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
I don't even get it, but they're comfortable hats. But so I wear them all the time. The guy's like, oh, are you part of the team? Have you shot a 220-inch whitetail? I'm like, fuck no.
No.
Like, I didn't even know that, you know,
it's
I didn't
a
even,
team?
Yeah, I didn't even know that existed. Wait, like, what?
There's a team for that?
Like, and if you look at the record books, like the end number of entries for Boone and Crockett Club, I was way down the list now because I think everyone's learned, like, keep your mouth shut, shoot a big deer, because first thing that's going to happen is everybody's going to say you poached it.
Right.
And then you're going to have how many people on your boundaries? Like, one of the farms we hunt, I bet he's got four blinds on the boundary and three tree stands.
Get you a little closer to the mic. You're fine.
And, like, it's just, like, it just turned into, it's, everyone's, like, hunting numbers are down, but it's, like, maybe, but not where I'm at. Like,
well, you know what you should do? You should go back when you leave here, because I know you got a few-hour drive. We just did a podcast called The Cemetery Buck. It was, like, 3-4 episodes ago. One of our buddies out in Utah shot a mule deer. You know, not a whitetail, but similar situation. Killed a well-known mule deer that was like a 230-inch buck. And when he shot it, he was like, made sure he called the game warden right after he shot it, checked all the boxes, and so he got out and he went recluse with that buck for like over a year before he came out like, oh yeah, I'm the guy who shot the buck.
Yeah.
Because of like all that shit. Like, he, at first he thought he was going to, I shot this buck, look at, you know, and then he kind of thought about it a little more. But exactly what you just said.
If you even look at the Whitetail Classic, they have that trophy wall of the biggest buck shot.
Yeah.
What's that now compared to what it was even like 10 years ago? Like, I can think of probably, and I don't know how deep people are going to dive in on me, but I have a neighbor, okay, and he shot legit probably, I would say, 6 bucks in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of ground that he has access to, but they're over 180 and some are 200 plus. And it's just, but he won't enter them because all it's going to do is like, okay, you post a county. Guess what? You're going to have that many more people buying ground in your county.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, right. That makes sense, man. Cause my dad, we used to hunt Fulton County growing up. My dad shot a buck. I'll have to show you a picture. We call it the Geyer buck. Talk about it a ton on the podcast, but I'll show you a picture of it. You'll see like it's 191 inch mainframe eight. The thing looks like into the 200s, but it's insane. It's giant. Absolutely nuts. Actually, I might have a photo right here. But I remember my dad shot that buck in 2004, and I remember when my dad shot that deer, he had people telling him, don't tell anyone where you shot that buck.
Don't tell a soul.
Don't tell a soul. I don't know if you can see this monitor over here, but that's
look
that buck.
Look at the frame on that thing.
Yeah, so that's that buck. He's insane. And
literally has it all.
Yeah, just a giant. And, yeah, guys were like, don't tell anybody where you shot that.
No, hell no.
And I remember my dad, like, we were hunted a few years at the time, you know, but we didn't, like, get why.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's even weird now. Like, if you post a picture like that now, people do the extensive homework to see, okay, those trees in the background, and then they'll try and find that spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
My dad shot a 203 in the 80s, and the taxidermist said, I'm not keeping the rack here. Like, that's on you. Like, people will find where it's at and they'll take it.
Right? Yeah, which is nuts.
Right?
Yeah.
In the 80s. Crazy.
Why would – I don't understand. Jesus. Damn, Steve, you need some practice on that door, brother. But I don't understand, like, that big buck that was shot in Iowa years ago that got stolen.
Yep. Was it a Lovestein buck?
No. Did that buck get stolen?
I don't know.
Not the Lucent buck. The
Sorry,
I muted you because you're getting up.
They're good. Yeah, the kid was like 18, 19, something like that.
It was in Iowa. He lived near like a baseball field. There's a big game going on, and they were gone, and it was in their basement, and they stole it. It's still missing to this day. But I don't understand why someone would steal a buck, like just to like hurt the person.
Because you can't come out and show people it. You can't show it off. You can't do any of that shit.
My guess is the buck was destroyed. That's my guess. That's sad, but I mean, what the fuck?
I'm trying to think. Was it the last scene in Albia?
No. That was fairly not recent compared to the buck I'm talking about.
I'll try and look it up quick.
Yeah. I remember the North American Whitetail did a profile about him. They showed him like where they shot it and stuff.
He should have just shut up.
It's tough. I mean, yeah. But how do you, though? Like, he was a kid, excited. Like, a kid, I say probably he's at late teens or some early teens. That'd be tough.
I bet he learned after that, though. How do you compete with the fucking that level?
Right. But, I mean, what happens if I shoot a 200-inch buck this year? What do I do? What, am I going to not talk about it?
I don't know. You have a lot of new neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, I already have issues with shit like that.
Right, yeah, and they're like...
Just because a sticker on my truck.
I mean, let's bring this up. Property boundaries. Do you set up your tree stands on fence lines?
Try not to at all. If I know the neighbor's hunting there, I'm definitely not.
Okay. I think that's just solid etiquette that needs to be set.
Yeah.
We've gotten permission from the landowner. He's like, yeah, you can hunt the tree line, just you can't hunt my property just because I don't know who's hunting there anymore.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Fair enough.
That's fair. Yeah.
I get, like, depending on the property layout, you know, if there's no other spot and I can clearly see they're facing their ground and there's no lane there, I get that. But, like, I have a property. There's a stand on each corner of this north field we got, and there's a stand in each corner facing our ground.
Facing
they're shooting onto our
side. Yeah.
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 There was a...
Like, fuck off.
I can't remember who it was. It was on... It was on an episode of The Crush when I was watching it, and whoever the land manager was he's like, hey, look, this is our fence line, and this ladder stand is facing our stand. So what we do is the couple coyotes we killed, we're going to throw their guts deer guts right in front of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, if you've got a guy that can take care of your shit and check the boundaries all the time, where me is, I picked up a couple thousand acres, well, 100, jeez, couple thousand,
big
up,
time. Wow.
Up an area
that you've been to.
Yeah, I've been to.
How's it looking? How's the scout?
Did you get the big time out yet?
I'm going up not this week, but the week after to go set some stands. But
yeah, he'll be up there for sure. Mark his word.
Do you want to bet? We've already set the trip.
All right, let's make a bet.
I'll be up there, and
let's make a bet.
Is it this one?
Make a bet. Yep, that's the kid. What buck is that? Say that just in case somebody.
It's a Brian Andrews buck. 253 1/8.
Is that the most recent one?
Yeah, show Mr. Great again.
This is in 2008.
Oh, was that recent?
That kind of sounds like the
buck, though. That is the buck. I remember seeing it in North American Whitetail. The mount was insane.
He's gone forever. Yeah,
stolen right from his house. He was 16.
Make a bet with our listeners that you're going to go set cams and scout. When are you going?
Oh, yeah. What's the 2 weeks from today?
Bet the listeners. Mark a date.
Well, wait, hold on. When's this episode coming out?
Next week. So in podcast land, just ignore
it. It was 2004 when the buck was shot, but this article is from 2008.
My dad shot the Geyer buck in 04. That's why, probably why I remember.
First week of August, I'll for sure be up there. And, okay. We're going to...
A couple weeks there, bud.
Well, just kind of depending on...
It's like a month.
Don't know what date it is. Anyway. I've got access to property up there, but it's like, dude, I don't know. I'm not up there. I can't control who it is, and I'm the new guy in town, so it kind of sucks. I'm like, I can't be like, yo, get the hell out of here. You don't have permission. Where I'm like, I don't know if they have permission or not. You know, when you get a farmer with that much land, they're I gave that guy.
I would just straight up ask. If he says no one else has permission beyond it.
I think one or two guys have shotgun permission, but I don't even think they live in that area anymore. Okay. So it's kind of one of those things where I'm one of those guys that I'm like, hey, look, if they got permission, I'm going to ask them, hey, can I get their phone numbers? Can I get in contact with them so we can arrange shit? Because
is it worth it at that point? Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if if there's a bunch of guys hunting,
well, only two guys, and that area up there, and we actually was up there, and I met a good buddy of ours. He's on Team WCB, and him and his wife are on there, Jeremy Beck and Alicia, and met them up there. And I was like, hey, if you guys got free time, you can come down, help me scout some of this area. And they were driving around. They were like,
"Want him to do all the work for
me?" I was gonna say, "Do it for me."
Man, have you seen how big Jeremy is?
I mean, is he bigger than Bomar? I mean, figure.
Dude, he would basically he would pick Bomar up, and he would basically do to him what Andre the Giant used to do to people.
Fair.
he's a monster, but
he's official working class bow hunter security.
He is.
If I have to fight him, I will. All right.
I picture Jeremy with all the hunting stuff, and she just walking around like,
this guy's a monster. No,
you guys would be like, if we had an event for working class, and I was like, hey, do you guys want to be security? One, I think you guys would get along really well. And two, if I was like, if there's a problem, I'm just going to clap a couple times, and I got these two boys on them. I think everyone would have no issues all of a sudden.
It'd be
It's like people would be friends real fast.
They're like, you should go to trade shows. I would stick out like a fucking sore thumb. One person will know who I am, and then everyone will, and then it's either going to be me getting in fights at the event.
No.
You know, somebody's going to come up and get chirpy, and I'll just be like,
no. I don't think they would. Chirpy. I don't think you'd have an issue.
One of the funniest posts I've ever seen Tyler from TNK post, it was on the TNK hunting page, and it was Rocky, laid up, all fucked up, and it goes, me, after all the people that I shit-talked on social media, find me at trade shows. That's the fucking greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I personally don't think you'd ever have an issue.
I don't know.
I don't think so either.
Allegedly, I heard that Buzzbus said that if he ever saw me, he'd punch me.
Buzzbus?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen Buzzbus.
I feel like I could probably absorb everything he had.
Yeah.
I'm not too
You could drink a coffee and not spill any coffee.
He'd be punching up in the air at you.
I was like, I heard that, I was like, who says that? Number one.
Well, I just hit the stop button. But what I was saying is I don't think Buzzbus would try and fight you. I don't think anybody at a trade show would try and fight you. In general, even if you were the size that you are, I don't think you'd have.
They would never. There'd never be altercations. I think I could get a little shit talking in probably.
Oh, that's fun though.
It would be good if I could just go in like costume and just interview people or take pictures with them and then post them. Like
just outside of a bar and interview.
You should shave a mustache and go to the ATA.
That's the problem. As big as you are and you don't drink, that's fucking scary.
Yeah, no, that's why I never really have had to get, I haven't been in fights since high school just because I'll be really fucking
sober is accurate. That's what I was
saying.
That's true.
Plus, I'm from Iowa. We got that wrestling background, you know?
That's true. That's a good point.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Well, man, what have we missed? Like, I wanted to just cover the whole realm of, like, the page and some of the controversy. I think we did. I think we did it in a fair way for the most part. Yeah. People, of course, will disagree, and that's fine.
I think the big takeaway is you give everybody a fair chance. You know, everybody, if they see your page, you're like, oh, you're just destroying people. But, like, if you've stated a couple times, I picked up, I'm sure everyone else has picked up. You're like, yeah, I don't say shit unless there's hard evidence. And, you know, I can look at every situation. So that's a really refreshing thing that
if, so that too, if, and you're not just like if and I don't know where you want to go. Like you said, someone's like, hey man, I got a lot of shit going on in my personal life. Mm-hmm. Like, can you just?
I mean, let's not tell everybody that I have a heart. Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to be sensitive.
I don't have a heart. Let everyone let that be known.
Cold blooded.
Yeah, I want the females to hear this and think that I'm an asshole because they love assholes.
That's true.
That's
good. That's a good.
I'm gonna have to pull out the hey pumpkin.
yeah, you're right,
dude. It's worked three times in my life, and that's like
you have to do. Good. Here's the secret, okay? My buddies used to say Mike. Anyway, nope. Some people know my name, but like you had the best openers in the game, but you were the worst closer. That was because I always fuck around with people. But to all the single guys out there, get a table by the bathroom at a bar. And they're all going to walk by you at some time in a huge group, and you just be like, you don't have to pretend you're going to the bathroom every time if you want to talk to us. Like, easiest opener ever. It wins every time.
Reeling them in.
That is.
Take that to ATA.
That's fucking genius. That's how you know he kills big bucks, because he knows. Dude, he knows how to set up on.
That's almost like scouting betting areas.
Yeah. Like, see, now I'm never going to be able to get a table by the bathroom, because I just gave that information away.
You gave it away. You gave it away.
And the other thing is treat them like dirt, and they stick to you like mud. That's the other thing.
Wowzers.
Hey. It's fucked up, but it's funny.
Will you, next year.
Jesus, Johnny.
Considering that the pandemic.
You guys haven't heard that?
I've never heard that. No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's great, though.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Next year in Des Moines, when the Iowa Classic's going on, you don't got to come to the show. But just come.
Do you go to the Classic?
Not anymore.
No.
Just come to Beer Can Alley with us.
Oh, fuck.
We're all the
That's out west.
No. West Beer Can Alley.
It's in downtown Des Moines.
Downtown? Okay.
Yeah. Just come to Beer Can Alley with us and hang out.
He doesn't go west of Des Moines.
At one point, I lived in Des Moines for a while, and. Like, so I didn't drink, but my buddies would be like, let's go out. And I'm like, well, you're paying for Big Buck Hunter. And at one point in, like, four or five different bars, like just a safari game. Like, I was hunting exotics, okay? I wasn't on whitetail. But I had, like, the record in all of them because we would just spend that at, like, yeah. But all the bars have changed. But I haven't been to Beer Can Alley, I don't think.
So. Let this be known. Even when Mr. Make Hunting Great Again goes out with his buddies, he's still high fence hunting. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
It's high fencing, bro.
Virtually, though.
Yeah, you get
virtual. What's
it's exotics?
What's the AccuBo thing?
Yeah. Virtual
can
training.
Can I get an AccuBo training, son, bitch? Come on.
It was the segue too easy.
Okay, you've never ripped the chicks that are on Big Game Hunter. You know, every time like they have the load screen, they have the chicks. I
mean, those are just your classic huntresses.
Hey, come on.
Yeah. Hey. They just look good and they're selling a product. Yeah. If they own it,
they know what
so
they are.
So there's one that I like. And I'll tell everyone her name. But, like, I posted I was bashing her because she was shooting a shotgun, and it was, like, the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And she literally – I'm like, you're just doing this for attention, like, because your ass is sticking out. And she's like, no shame. And I'm like, I can't fuck with you. If you own it, I'm not going to mess with you. That's you know, fair. Like, if you're 100% doing this for people to Google you, own it.
And there it is.
You know?
Own it. That's a number one takeaway.
Yeah.
Own it.
From this whole podcast.
What is the page if people want to follow it?
It's Making Hunting Great Again, and there's periods in between each word. Or the backup is Making Hunting Great Again with two N's because we're shadow banned on Instagram. Mm. So it's hard to search for us. But if you go to the backup page isn't yet, so there's a link in that to go to the main
page. I have noticed that. I tried to show someone the page today, and they could not find it.
Mm-mm. Shadow banned. Thanks, Instagram.
Damn, I wonder if we're shadow banned.
I don't know. So you'll have to look at
that. We don't go that hard in the paint, but.
Because I'll get a bunch of people that will follow the backup page. And then, so because that's private. And so I have to approve them all or whatever. And then But then they'll follow the main page right after, so I can see it. But it's they search for the one and then find the other one.
That's okay. Oh, smart, smart. Well, cool. Well, everyone out there, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this. We know a lot of you are going to agree with all of this. A lot of you are going to disagree. That is what it is. Let's not be fucking offended by everything. Like, what? Whatever. We're having conversations. It's fun. Follow those pages. I think if you're about hunting, you grew up hunting, or you just want to see good in hunting, you'll appreciate that page.
I just want a good laugh.
Dude, it's great.
There's some good
if you follow really meme good. Pages, you're yeah. going to get a kick
exactly.
out of this. And then if you want to dive deeper, I guess read the comments. You can learn some shit.
Shit posting.
For episode two, and this is the topic for episode two, is COVID-19 the same as CWD? That's for episode two. Don't answer.
Okay.
Jesus.
Johnny. We get everything?
Jesus, Johnny.
Yeah, I think we got everything.
Do you feel good?
I don't think I said... You know what I'm saying? That many times.
No, you didn't. I don't think you said it at all.
I don't hear it at
all. The fucking haters.
Dude, you are not J-Rock. Not you're good.
No, I'm saying.
Nah, I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Rock pile. You know what I'm saying?
Well, cool. All right.
I'm sure they'll find something. Fuck them.
Hey, they always do, man. They always do. All right, everyone. You guys good? You guys any closing? We all right? I'm closing out.
I'm good.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you. Love it.